All right. Okay, so say the brachas, right? Arma avos gvuro sekedush Hashem, v'kol malchis imoen. Veina takea. Kedushas hayom, v'tokea. Zichronos, v'tokea. Shofros, v'tokea. Arma avodah v'adoa brachas kanan, divre b'yachan. V'adoa b'yachan v'anori. Okay, so Amalar Bekiva and Maina Tekel Machis Lamahu Mazkir, right? So on the surface of Rabbi Kiva's question is that Rabbi Kiva's question is very simple, that you know, if you're going to be in order to have the moment that you're Mazkir, you require that it should be also accompanied by Tzkis, okay? So that's why. So we keep objected. So he says, "Alam avos akurus kedusha Hashem v'kol malchus and kedusha ayom v'takei azachrones v'takei shos v'takei v'am avod v'adol berachas kanam." Okay. All right. So there's a few questions here. The first question is why does the Mishnah have to repeat the seder of the brachas? Omer avos akurus kedusha Hashem. I mean, we know that. I mean, the only thing, and then the last brachas as well. Avodah v'adoa brachas kanam. Okay? I mean, we know that. And so the only thing the Mishnah should bring down is machlekes or b'yechanim b'nurim y'rekiva, as to whether or not you have the malchias with the kedushas Hashem, or whether you have the malchias by the kedushas Hayom. I mean, that should be the only part. The Mishnah shouldn't have to go over the whole Seder Advarim. Okay, so the Rav asked this question, and the Rav said the answer is that he just stated briefly that the Avos and the Gvuros and the Kedushas Hashem is a kiyum in the Malchias Achronos and the Shofros. It's not just a it's not just an ordinary tefillah. Like in other words, there's a double reason on Rosh Hashanah for the avos and for the gvuros and for the malchias. It's a component of the normal component of Shemona Esrei. It's indispensable for Shemona Esrei, but also it functions as a kiyum for the malchis and the zechronos and the shofros. I'd like to elaborate a little bit what that means, okay? You see, the thing is like this, that the halacha is that you have to say malchis, zechronos, and shofros. The Brisa derives it from a pasuk that it's a chiyuv to do that. So, but the question is like this, really. The question is, fine. So the Torah says that you have to say Malchias. So why can't I just say Malchias? Just say Malchias. I'll say the Temp Sukkim. I mean, the Malchias is you have the theme Malchina Kavlocha, the Temp Sukkim, and then the Tefillah, right? Yeah, okay, fine. But the Malchias, if I just have to say Malchias, so why don't I just say Malchina Kavlocha on the Temp Sukkim? I mean, say any time during the day. But apparently, what? Not in tefillah. Not in tefillah. It's a chiyuv to say malchias. Imri lefanei malchias. So, Chazal learned that from a pasuk. Okay. Ani l'shem lekechem. Zeh bono. There's a few limudim. One says imri lefanei malchias kadei shetam lechuni alechem. There's a few memories. Over here, the Gemara derives it from the Zechronis and Shefris. Okay. Fine. But whatever it is. So Zechronis and Shefris also. Why don't I say Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros outside of Tefillah? You see. Why don't I say it outside of Tefillah? So the answer is like this. I believe the answer is like this. The answer is that there are really only two kinds of statement. There are only two activities that in Yahadus are metaphysical activities. And that is Tefillah and Talmud Torah. That's it. So whenever you need... Whenever you need an amira, which is a qualified amira, that to express something, like to express, for instance, the Kedusha Yom. Like, why do you have the Kedusha Yom on Shabbos Yantaf in Tefillah? Why is it necessary to have it in Tefillah, incorporate it in Tefillah? Yeah, the reason is because of the fact that Tefillah is not just Bakasha, but Tefillah is a vehicle and a medium of a metaphysical entity, metaphysical dibur, you see. Like, for instance, the Ravid holds that Tefillah and Shabbos is not Bakasha at all. It's not Bakasha at all. So you see, so the institution, but it's Tefillah, you see. But tefillah is the institution of Omed Lefnei Hashem and an Amid Lefnei Hashem, and that framework, you see, that framework qualifies the statements of the Malchus and Zechronus and Shofros. So if a person would just say Malchus, Zechronus and Shofros, just like this, it has no value. It is meaningless. See, and that's why all the piyutim were added inside the Shemana Esrei, inside the Tefillos. But if you just say, just stop to say them, say Malchus, Zechronus, the piyutim, it has no meaning. It's the Tefillah is a vehicle for the institution, for the Amir of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros. And without that vehicle, without the institution of Omer Lefnei Hashem, it has no meaning. It's meaningless, you see. So that's what it means, you see. That's why the Gemara says, Omer Ovos, Ugvuros, Malchus, and then it tells you the Malchus, Kedusha Hashem. And then it says Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros, and then it's Messiahim with the Avodah, with the Hodoyah, and with the Berachos Kohanim. Why? Because the Mishnah is trying to show you exactly that idea. Namely, that the Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros only have validity, only have value halachically, if they find themselves in the medium of the tefillah. So the tefillah functions as a medium for the Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros. So, you understand? That's what it means, that the Avos and the Gvuros and the Kedusha Hashem have a double function. It doesn't mean double function. What it means is that that's really necessary for tefillah. But over here, the institution of tefillah is a necessary vehicle for the Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofros. Without tefillah, it's worthless. Statements are worthless. I know there's some that say that the Gra did piyut after the Shemana. I don't think it's a. I'm not saying. I think your father looked into this. It's not authentic. Am I right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because the whole reason why they put the piyutim in the Shemana is the exact same thing, because without the vehicle of tefillah, it's nothing. I mean, it's like singing mirrors. I mean, it has no real value. See. Okay, so that's why the Tana and the Mishnah has it that way. And that's why he repeats it again. When Rabbi Akiva makes a statement, he repeats the whole thing again. The Avos and the Gvuros and Kedusha Hashem, same exact, and the end and then the last few brachas as well. Because that's the idea in the Mishnah. That's the idea in the Mishnah. Okay. That's one point. Now, see, those kinds of things, he rutzens of Chazal, or Chazal would make statements, Yehei Rava, that such and such should take place. I mean, those are, that's a kiyum in the fact that the person is always, like the Rambam says, is mazkir abore tamid. That's a different kind of a thing. So, you know what I mean? It's not a vehicle of a mirror of avoda. See, la'avdo is tefillah and tamatara. It's not lefnei Hashem, and it's not a vehicle of lefnei Hashem. It's just a different idea that a person is should always be subordinated to God's will. It's a perfection. It's a shleimus adam. And shleimus, it's a perfection. And because of perfection in man, man is zocha to many things. So that's the kind of a thing it is. It means it's a perfection in the individual, and because of the individual's perfection and the fact that he's maskir abari tamid and he's cognizant of the ratzon Hashem, then because of that he's zocha to many things. You see, so that's the idea of the ratzon, but it's a different kind of a concept. It's not omlif nashem. It's not bakasha. It's a request, but a request doesn't necessarily reflect omlif nashem. A request it means because he recognizes that everything works by God's will. So it's a different kind of a. So that's why he says he ratzon. That it's a recognition of the ratzon Hashem. That's a and yeah, it's a schus. I mean. A person can be zocha b'schus one moment of perfection. I mean, zocha to many things. That's the concept over there. It's a different kind of a concept. Okay. It can't function as a vehicle. You know what I mean? That kind of a he ruts on is something which, as I said, you know, a person can be zocha to many things because of the proper recognition of God and the ratzon Hashem. But it's not a chefza, an entity of a vehicle, so it's not a medium. You can't put anything into it. You know what I mean? You can't put the malchus or the shofar into that. Okay. Okay. All right. So the Gemara tackles it. Amale Rebbe Kiva. Imeinat akela malchus lomahu mazkir. Right. So the Gemara says that's Rebbe Kiva's kasha. Because Rabbi Yechon and Ben Nuri say there was avos and gvuros, kedushas Hashem. I mean malchius in kedushas Hashem. Ve'en etakeya. And then he had what kedushas hayom v'tokeya. So Rabbi Akiva says in ein etakeya l'malchius l'mahu maskir. So the Gemara says l'mahu maskir rachamona omar itker. The Torah says he has been maskir. Ella, the Gemara says. So what kind of, in other words, what's Rabbi Kiva's kasha? He asked me, Masker. Ella, the Gemara says, Lomo eser lemo tesha. All right? Why 10? Let him say 9. The whole v'ishtani ishtani. Okay? So this is a strange Gemara. Because, I mean, what does it got to do with 10, 9? So what's the difference? I mean, so it comes out Rabbi Kiva's kasha was not... That Rabbi, not on Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that he shouldn't be saying it at all. Not that he, that according to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, it doesn't make sense to say the Malchus and the Kiddush Hashem. No, that he was okay with. But why 10? Let him reduce it to 9. Okay? So, ho v'shtani yishtani. So Rashi says, Malchus mizachronos, it was nishtana l'inyan tkiya, because you're not tkiya by the Malchus. She ain't talking about him. Nishtana nami lifchus man. Okay, yeah. So the Rav said a very beautiful pshat here. The Rav said that when you take a look at the 10 psukim, so the 10 psukim is really, you have from first thing from Torah, second from Telem, and the third from Navi, right? And then the last one is from Torah again. So the Rav mentioned that the Rav said that the last one is always in the tefillah itself, part of the tefillah itself, and that's why the Rav said that the Shema Yisrael, the Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, okay, is what is joined to the Tolkei Kevasena. Okay, so what the Rav said, yes, the Rav said that over here. That was his kasha. The kasha was that really tkiyas is part of tefillah. So, and the last pasuk is what kind is a pasuk? That's what? That's mitzuruf to the tefillah. But if you're going to say it in kedushas Hashem, so then there's no, it's not a tefillah because the first three ain shalom b'shal shanos. So you shouldn't have the last one. So you shouldn't have 10. You shouldn't have the last one. You see? Because the last one's really part of tefillah. So you understand. And imeina tokeya, in other words, imeina tokeya, why is he not tokeya in according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Because it's shalosh rishonos, and tkiya is what? Is tefillah. So tkiya can only be be'emtza, because that's where you have bakasha. So that's what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Imeina tokeya, if he's not tokeya, why is he not tokeya? Because it's not tefillah in shalosh rishonos. So lama ho maskir. So why should he be maskier? What? The last pasuk, because that last pasuk is really b'taras tefillah. It's mitzuref to the tefillah. Okay. All right. It's a very nice shot. But the thing is, what bothers me is, I mean, it's a very good shot, but in Rashi is a little difficult. I mean, to fit it in, because Rashi seems to be saying. See, Rashi says, Malchus mizichronos li'in tkiya she'ein token bahen ishtanu nami lifchos mehen. Rashi seems to be saying, I'm not saying, you know, I mean, the rough shot doesn't have to be in Rashi. It's a very good shot. It could be many Rishonim say pshat. So, but I'm just saying, in Rashi, it doesn't seem that's what he's saying. Because Rashi seems to say, ishtanu nami lifchos mehen.
Yeah, I think close to the meeting,
he says 9 or 8 to Miri?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Could be. I think you're right. I think I do remember something. Right, so, right. It doesn't seem like it's the last one. It doesn't seem like he's identifying the last one. It seems, according to Rashi anyways, again, I mean, the Rav Pshat is a good Pshat. You can say a Pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi seems to be saying it's a matter of enumeration. I mean, you shouldn't have 10. You should have less. Okay? That's the way Rashi seems to be saying. But what I want to say is like this. The thing is that... Excuse me? So anyways, so yeah. But I think there's a more basic question here. In other words, the more basic question is the one that I mentioned before. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is attacking Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? So what is he saying? So how do you understand the Mishnah plain? Plain shot in the Mishnah would seem to be very straightforward. Rabbi Akiva demands that the Amiras Apsukim of the Malchus and the Zechronis and the Shofaris is accompanied by Tkias.
Yeah.
It's very simple. So why is the Gemara so shocked? What's the Gemara's first question? Gemara's question is, yeah, what kind of question is that? Of course, Rachman Alma Etker. But Rabbi Kiva's kasha is that if you're not tokeya, so you shouldn't be maskir, because it's necessary that the haskara be accompanied by the tkiyas. That's the shita. What's wrong with that shita? What's wrong with that? Doesn't sound crazy. He holds whenever you're maskir, you're tokeya. And plain shot in the Mishnah. What's the Gemara so upset about? What's the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, what do you mean? Lama umas, lama umas, Rahman al Maidkar. Yeah, but that's not his question. Of course, Rahman al Maidkar. But where? Together with the Tkias. You see? Why couldn't the Gemara just learn plain shot in the Mishnah? Why is the Gemara so disturbed? That's my question. All right. Yeah. Okay. So I want to say it's like this, that there are really two kinds of malchus. When we say Hashem is a melech, what does it mean that Hashem is a melech? A melech, there's no such thing as a melech without a melucha, right? I mean, everybody agreed. There's no such thing as a king without a kingdom, right? But by God, that's not true. Because by God, we say Adon Olam Hashem Malach Beterem Kol Yitzei Nivra, right? So you see that Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different completely. Even as an analogy, it's different than Malchus of Basav Adam. Malchus Basav Adam is a relativistic phenomenon. He's a king. He's a king of the people. People are ruled by the king. So one is related to the other. You can't have one without the other. But by Melech Malchei Amlachim, it's a different story. There we say, Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzein Evro. His Malchius doesn't require the existence of the universe. His Malchius is intrinsic in him, you see. So in what sense do we say that the Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intrinsic? So why? What's the analogy? If we're saying the Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intrinsic, what do we mean by that? I mean, the words have to have meaning. You see, so we say Malchius, but it comes out Malchius is inappropriate. So what are we using the word for? Okay. Yeah, of course. I mean, this, the Rambam makes the point, and then the more Nevuchim again and again. I just want to explain a little bit what he means. He always says that these words, he says, are just homonymous. You know, he says they in other words, they're borrowed terms. Whenever we talk about God, all the terms we use are borrowed terms. They're homonymous. Okay, but what does it mean? I mean, so if it's just homonymous, it's meaningless. So, what exactly does the Rambam mean by that statement? So it's important to understand that, because he repeats it again and again in the book, and he never explains what he means. And it sounds like, okay, it's inappropriate, so what are we using it for? What it means is like this. What it means is, I just want to explain this idea first. What it means is, you see, we have in our vocabulary words that reflect concepts. Now, when we speak about God and we use a term, what we really mean to say is not that that term is identifying something about God. Because we don't have any knowledge of God. Okay? So, what does it mean? It means that the word in our vocabulary, which is closest, which would be the most appropriate word to use, is that word. That's what it means. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? It means if we went through our entire vocabulary and had to search for a word, this word is the word in our vocabulary that would be the closest to the idea. You say closest to the idea. Of course, in essence, it lacks completely. But in our framework of knowledge, this is the most appropriate word. That's what it means. I just want to explain to you what it means. It's important to understand that. That's what the Rambam means whenever he says it's homonymous. He says, not that, you see, and many times he says in the Mara, he says, you see, therefore, that there's nothing at all in common between these, between this word and that, except the word. You see? What does he mean? Nothing in common, so what is it for? Now, what he means is, in terms of the framework of human knowledge, if you went through the framework of human knowledge, say, which term in human knowledge is the closest to that, this would be the word. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. Okay? You understand it? Okay. It's important to know that, because it's important to know how distant we are from knowledge of God. Okay? That's what it means. It means that the word that we use is completely essentially inappropriate. But if you went through the vocabulary, this would be the best one of all the words we have. So that's the same thing when we say melech, okay? But now let's get back to the melech question. So one form, so the word melech really, the term melech is the best term we could use in describing the Yom HaDin, okay? In describing the Kiddush Yom, Malchus, okay? But Malchus has two types. Malchus is one is, as we said, relative, which means relative to a malucha, to a kingdom. But then there's another concept of Malchus, which, what's the concept of Malchus over there? The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Malach, but the term Kol Yitzein Evro, what's the idea over there? What's the concept over there? The concept over there is that he doesn't need anything. That's the concept. He's not in need of anything. See? And that's really, if I remember correctly, the Rambam said that that's the Shem Shakai. That's the Shem Shakai. Which means he's die. He doesn't need, does not need anything. You see. So in that sense, we apply the term melech. Okay, that's like Chazal say by a melech basar adam. Chazal say she'ein olav ela Hashem alekaf. As the name means, he's completely independent, and the only one that's above him that he subordinates to is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right. So in that sense, we say, just like in the case of the Melech, he's completely independent as a human being, we say God is essential independence. Essentially independent. See? So that's what I mean. Adon Olam Hashem Melech, but Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Always was a Melech. Always was a Melech. Didn't need the Bria in order to make him a Melech. But that concept of Melech is expressed where? In Kedushas Hashem. In Kedushas Hashem, there we say God is different. Ata Kadosh Veshimcha Kadosh means that you are completely removed and completely different from every other existence. From all existence. You see? And then we say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. That HaMelech HaKadosh is not the same Malchius of the Malchius Zechronos and Shofros. Because that Malchius of the Malchius Zechronos and Shofros is which Malchius? That's the Malchius vis-a-vis the world. Vis-a-vis the world. L'sakein olam b'malchus shakai. Okay, it means it's tikkun olam. Malocha kol olam kulu b'chvadecha v'inosei kol os b'karecha v'yedu kol... Al kol yoshvei seif al artzecha. V'yedu kol pol ki ata fialta v'yavim kol yotzer ki ata yitzarta. Yom kol shana shabbat, shama bapir, shama kesa malchus, malchus b'kol mashova. So over there you need a b'kol mashova. You see? That's the Malchius of the Malchius Achronos Yishofros. But the Malchius of the Ata Kaddish is the ultimate Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? Excuse me? Forget, let's not take a position much later. Forget what's not there.
That's in the Kedusha.
What do you mean?
Leave
me alone. Wait for the Sanatekev. The Sanatekev is not a part of the.
I'm saying that's in the Malchus of Kedushas Hashem.
So what's the problem? So is it my fault? I'm tired. So
it's a relativistic
Malchus. I said, don't ask me questions of the Sanatekev. The Sanatekev was introduced much later. We're talking about the Tfilos of Anshik Nesek Dolea. Tfilos of Chazal. Chazal didn't have the Sanatekev. Okay. So the Malchius of HaMelech HaKadosh is the ultimate. That's, you see, L'sakein Olam B'Malchus Shakai. So the Malchus Shakai is the ultimate idea of Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Malchus. L'sakein Olam B'Malchus Shakai means with the Malchius of the one that's die. The one that doesn't need anything. See, the old... complete independence. His existence is completely independent. Different kind of existence. So that's the ultimate statement of Malchius. The ultimate statement of Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Malchius, the relativistic Malchius. It's the essential Malchius. That's Adon Olam Hashem Malchus B'Terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. That's the ultimate idea of Malchius HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see. That Malchius is where? Kedushas Hashem. That's Ata Kadosh, Veshimcha Kadosh. Means you're removed, completely removed from anything. Okay, Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. That's the real statement of Malchius, you see. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that if you're saying Malchius in Rosh Hashanah, so where should the Malchius be? The Malchius shouldn't be in the central brachas. The Malchus should be the moment you say Ata Kadosh, the Hamelach HaKadosh, the ultimate statement of God's Malchus should be immediately. That's really the essential idea of Malchus. If a person believes that God's Malchus is only vis-a-vis the world, so he's basically, he has no part of Yahadus. I don't know Om Hashem all of the time, call you see, never. Bracious Molochim of Shemaim Vesarats. So it means he has no Chelek in Yahadus. So the real place for Malchus, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is right. The real place for Malchus should be in Ata Kadosh. The moment you're talking about the Kedushas Hashem, the Kedushas Hashem, and that's in the first three, because it's Shvach Hashem Makom. So the Kedushas Hashem of Shvach Hashem Makom is the Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Terem Kol Yitzchivro. That's really the Kedushas Hashem. That's the Shevach. That's the real Shevach. So the fact that Malchus HaBakol Mashiach is true, but if you're talking about Shvach Hashem Makom, Shvach Hashem Makom has to be more than that. Shvach Hashem Makom is really before the Bria. Is the ultimate Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate statement of Malchus. So that's what Bichon HaMenuri says, that Malchus, of course you have to say Malchus. And where should it be? Right away, not the Kadosh. That's the place of Malchus. Okay? Yeah. So, you see, once you understand that, now you see why the Gemara's, our Kasha in the Gemara, why the Gemara's Kasha is correct, and our Kasha is not Kasha. Because our question was, why couldn't the Gemara learn simply that Rabbi Akiva requires that the Tekiyas should accompany the Malchus, just like the Tekiyas must accompany the Zechariahs and the Shevaris. You see? Now, what's the answer? You can't say that. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, Imru Lafanai Malchus. So what do you mean? What does that mean? That means it must be the ultimate expression of Malchus, which belongs where Shvach Hashem Makom belongs in Ata Kadosh. Okay? God doesn't need the universe. He's a melech without the universe. So therefore, the ultimate statement is in Ata Kadosh. So what's Rabbi Akiva's question? What do you mean? Emeya tekei lama maskir. Lama maskir, rachmana ama idka. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Torah says you have to be maskir. So if the Torah says you have to be maskir, and if the only place to be maskir, logically, is in Ata Kadosh, so what do you mean? So what is Rabbi Akiva's question? So what's Rabbi Akiva's question? So that's the Gemara's question. You know, the Gemara understood very well Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's idea, his concept. And because the Gemara understood his concept, the Gemara knew that Rabbi Akiva could not be asking that kind of a question on Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because what's going to ask Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? I hold the ghost together. He could hold whatever he wants. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's his answer is very simple. The Torah says you must be Maskir Malchus. And it has to be in Kedushas Hashem. Because that's the logical place for it. So now what do you mean? If it's not the case, you should be Maskir. You have to be Maskir. What do you mean? Doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara. So Gemara says, no. What he meant was that Hol V'Ishtani Ishtani. What does it mean, Hol V'Ishtani Ishtani? You see? What does it mean? You should be poches. Hol V'Ishtani L'Ein T'kiyas. You should be Meshane Lifchos Mehen Choda. You see, what is the Gemara's answer? What was Rabbi Akiva's argument? See, Rabbi Akiva is saying the following. Akiva says like this, yes, I agree. The ultimate, nobody could argue with that argument. The ultimate Malchus is HaMelech HaKadosh, Baruch Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh. That he's different. His Malchus is different, completely different, removed. And that's the ultimate statement of Malchus. True. But there's another Malchus as well. It is also true that Umalchus HaBakol Mashallah is also true. If you're talking about Shvach Hashem Makom, you're right. But just because there's a Malchus of Shvach Hashem Makom, it doesn't mean that there is no such a phenomenon as Malchus HaBakol Mashallah. It's not a Tata V'Sasri. It's Novea. I mean, it stems from that, you see. But the phenomenon of a malchus of a kol mashallah is true. I mean, it's a separate institution. It's a separate phenomenon for the human mind. Okay, malchus of a kol mashallah l'sakein olam v'malchus shakai is an institution. It's not a tati d'sasri with the Melech HaKadosh. It extends from a Melech HaKadosh, but it's a separate, isolated phenomenon. So Rabbi Akiva says like this: since there's two Malchias, Rabbi Akiva agrees. There's a Malchias, an ultimate Malchias of the Kedushas Hashem, and there's a Malchias of what? The relativistic Malchias of Malchus Abakal Mashallah. And then there's Zichronos, and what is Zichronos? Zichronos is also benegeya to what? Benegeya to the Olam, to the world. Ata zocher masei Olam ufoke kol yitzurei kedem. So Zichronos is insofar as the Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world, and Shofros is a gilu shchina. Okay, also insofar as the Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world, Hashgachos Hashem Makom. Okay, his Hashgachos, his Neflos, and Nisim. So that's Atan Egweso. Alam Kachcha. So that's vis-a-vis the world. So Rabbi Akiva says, since there are two Malchias, and one Malchias goes with the Zichronos and Shofros. And that's the Malchias vis-a-vis the world. The other Malchias is really the ultimate statement that man can make about Malchias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malach HaKadosh. So Rabbi Akiva says, but since there are two of them, and the other two, the Zichronos and the Shofros, have a uniform symmetry of ten psukim, if you give it the same symmetry, you're implying that it's which Malchias? It's the second Malchias. So according to you, you should be poches choda. It should not be symmetrical to the Zichronos and the Shofros, where you have ten psukim, which implies that the Malchias is the Malchias vis-a-vis the world, the Olam, Malchus HaBakol Mashallah. That's where we keep talking. See, poches choda.
But doesn't he mention both?
It's not Malchus. But that's Rabbi Akiva's argument. See? In other words, Rabbi Akiva's argument is that since there are two Amiris Malchias, you see, and there's one Amira Benegeya to Kedushas Hashem, there's another Amira Benegeya to Kol Olam Kulo, so that's that's Melocha Kol Olam Kulo B'Chvedecha. That's it shouldn't be set up that these three are symmetrical when that implies that it's the Malchias Benegeya to Kol Olam Kulo. That's what Rikiv's on. Okay? So you should be Poches Chara. What?
But the fact that you aren't.
So Rabbi Akiva says the fact that you aren't shows you that the Tekiyas are related not to the. The Tekiyas are related not to the Malchias of the Kedushas Hashem, but they're just like the Zichronos and the Shofros, and they're related to the Malchias of Malchus HaBakal Mashallah. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. Kedushas Hashem v'ein Tekiya. But the Malchias, the Tekiyas, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tekiyas are not for the Kedushas Hashem. The Tekiyas are only for the Malchias of a Malchus HaBakal Mashallah, Malchias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis the world. That's what he holds. You can't be. You see, now your question comes in. So your question. Howie's question. Howie's question was that, so what is, how does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri blow when, how does he blow by Kedushas Hashem? What's the answer? The answer is that we said, remember we said last year, we said that the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim is a different kind of a Kedushas Hayom than the Shalosh Regalim. Remember? We said the Shalosh Regalim is all one. Mekadosh Yisrael, saying that you say the same thing, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmana. You don't say Mekadosh Yisrael V'chag HaMatzos. You say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmana. Right? Remember? Tarat Tamir, this guy, he wanted to say it's a mistake, right? Yeah. So he said, no. Over there, it's one Kedusha. In other words, there is a me'ein ha'ma'ora in every yomtiv. Every yomtiv has its own me'ein ha'ma'ora, but it's in a framework of the kedusha of shalosh regalim. Shalosh regalim b'ashana yeroh kol zechuchas p'nei Hashem lekechad. It's one framework. Yeah, this each one has its own me'ein ha'ma'ora, its own identity, but not in the kedusha, not in the essential structure of the kedusha they own. Okay. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is different. In Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, the theme is a part of the Kedushas Hayom. That's why in Rosh Hashanah, what do you say? Baruch Ato Ad Hashem, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. And in Yom Kippurim, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh V'Yom HaKippurim. So over there, Yechosim in the Yom HaZikaron and the Yom HaKippurim. Because the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different. The theme is a component of the Kedushas Hayom. See, the theme is a component. That's what the Rambam says, that Einam Yimei Simcha Yisera. Because the theme of the Kedushas Hayom is Yom HaZikaron. And Yom HaZikaron is Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Munachon Lefanav. So it's a different kind of a kedusha. The kedushas, the me'ena ma'ora, is the kedushas hayom. The me'ena ma'ora is nitfas in the kedushas hayom. Masha'ena kain by chag matzas and chag sukkos and chag shavuos. The me'ena ma'ora is not nitfas in the kedusha. Is not nitfas in the kedushas hayom. There's one kedushas hayom and there's a me'ena ma'ora also. But over here, the me'ena ma'ora is the kedushas hayom. Okay, so therefore, you see, so therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't have a problem. Why? Because he said, oh yes. Because what did he do? He held that the Malchius demands which expression of Malchius? The ultimate statement of Malchius that man can make. And that's where? Kedusha Hashem. But then the next bracha has what? Has Kedushas Hayom. And what is Kedushas Hayom? Melech HaKol Haaretz, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'Yom HaZikaron. That Kedushas Hayom is, that's the Kedushas Hayom, which is the main Amor, is an integral, essential component, is an essential expression of this, tied essentially to Kedushas Hayom. That the theme is incorporated in the Kedushas Hayom. So therefore he holds that the Tekiyas take place where? And he also had a second Malchius. Because the second Malchius comes in how? Kedushas Hayom. That's the theme. Melech HaKol Haaretz. So he says, then you take care. That's when you take care. But in the Amiras HaPsukim, there, of course, you can't be Tekeh because that's Shalosh Hashanos, it's not Tefillah. But right in the next minute, what are you going to have? You're going to say the bracha of the Kedushas Hayom. And the Kedushas Hayom is what? Is Malchius vis-a-vis Kol Olam Kulo. Malocha Kol Olam Kulo B'Chvedecha. And that's the theme of the Kedushas Hayom, is Malchius insofar as what is concerned, insofar as the entire world is concerned. So the moment you say that, that's the place. Then you take care. So the tekiyas, according to Biachem Nuri, take place by which Malchius? The relative Malchius. But the Amiras HaMalchius, that's different, according to Biachem Nuri. That has to be only where? In Kedushas Hashem. That's Biachem Nuri.
So both hold that the tekiyas has to be with relativism.
That's correct. That's the underlying assumption. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Answer. You can only go so far. I mean, in analyzing Machlekes Tanoim, you only have so much information. But, I mean, the Machlekes is, according to Rabbi Akiva, See, both agree that there are two frameworks of Malchus. There's two frames of Malchus, for sure. Nobody's with that. You see? So Rabbi Akiva apparently held that the Amiras HaPsukim on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Amiras HaPsukim, has been a geya to Basar Adam. In other words, the Malchus, insofar as the Bnei Basar are makabel the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what the Amiras HaPsukim are for. It's not that's the machlekes. Is the Amiras HaPsukim the halachim shvacha shamakom? If it's shvacha shamakom, then it's kedush Hashem. But if it's a halacha in lesakin olam b'malchus shakai kabolas kablu chulam asol malchus secha v'simlach aleihem meher olam void, then it belongs in the and in Kiddush Hashem, you see. That's really the machlekes. The machlekes is, what is the halacha doing over here? Is that when the halacha said Imru Lafonai Malchius, is it a kiyum the gavra of Shvacha Shal Makom, that the gavra should be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the ultimate absolute terms that's possible for man to do? Then it's Kiddush Hashem. Or if it's a halacha that it should reflect the existence of the world, that the world should exist in the state in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant for it to exist, so then it's a different kind of a, then it's a different kind, then it's the Malchus of Kedushas Hayom. So they argue on what the halacha was saying when it instituted the concept of Malchus. You see, what is it? Is it halacha v'sakin olam Malchus Shakai? Or it's the ultimate recognition of Shvacha Shel Mokom, the absolute statement of Malchus. That's the Machlekes. No, same psukim. So the Malchus of Kiddush Hashem really is the high. Malchus of Kiddush Hashem is the highest idea that man is capable of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you see that that's the case? How can you prove that? No, very simple. Because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus. Doesn't say the word Malch. It says Machlekes. But anyways, but we hold that the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus, right? Where's Malchus there? The answer is because Hashem Echad is the highest. Yichud Hashem is the highest idea that man can have of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud Hashem. That's liyachet chabiyava. So the Yichud Hashem. So that's the whole essence of Klal Yisrael, yeah. So, yeah, that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, right. That's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, correct, that's right, exactly. So you see that that Malchus really means the highest idea that is attainable for man of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hashem Echad. That's why Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
The Malchus is not from Elokeinu?
What's Elokeinu from?
But
Elokeinu is not Malchus. Was that why? There's many words. Many psukim have Elokeinu. You can't use any pasuk as an Elokeinu. Exactly. Yeah. When we say Malchus, Adon Olam Hashem Malach B'Tam Kol Yitzir Nivra is Yichud Hashem. That's Yichud. Exactly. That's the idea of Yichud Hashem. That's Yichud Hashem. So yeah, it's Yichud Hashem. So and that's why Yichud Hashem is Malchus.
So, yeah,
right, yeah, and that's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's Kabbalah. It means the highest. That's what it means. I mean, it's not just a word. It's the idea of Yichud Hashem. So I'll just conclude with this point. Hashem Elokeinu is Kabbalah Sol Malchus L'Sakein Olam B'Malchus Shakai. So it means that both ideas. In other words, what is he makabel? Is makabel the true idea of God? I mean, otherwise there's nothing. But the question is: is it a reference to that idea per se, or to the people that are makabel it? You understand what I'm saying? That's the machlekes. You understand what I mean? Okay. So that's the question. Now, I just conclude. Did I mention the Ramban? Did I mention it? The Ramban makes an astounding observation. And he says, you'll notice that Moshe Rabbeinu always says Elokecha. Ramban Hashmai Yisrael Shem Elokein Hashem Achad. In the Chumash, yeah. So he says, you'll notice that Moshe Rabbeinu always says, oh, when he speaks to Klal Yisrael in Sefer Dvarim, he always says Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha Elokefanecha. Hashem Elokecha Eich Elokeho. Lo Sinasa Hashem Elokecha. It's always in the second person. How come all of a sudden, how come he made one change, Shema Yisrael at Hashem Elokeinu at Hashem Echad, that he included himself, you see? But the answer I believe is very straight. I believe that the Ramban is saying too. You'll take a look at Ramban. But the idea is like this, that insofar as the people were concerned that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them Musar, so Moshe Rabbeinu was far removed from the people, you see? It's like the Rambam says, that he was on the level of a Sechel Nifrat. Okay? So the imperfections that he was addressing to the people, he was removed from that. He was removed from those imperfections. And that's why he always addressed them in the second person. See? But when it comes to Yichud Hashem, then there's no human being is removed. No one has ever attained the knowledge of Yichud Hashem. Even Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was, his Yedias Hashem, yes, it's true, like the Rambam says, that he was shown knowledge that no man ever had before, and no man will ever have. But still, he's Doresh Esayichud. The Drisha Sayichud, he's just as much, more and more, because the higher person is, the greater his Drisha Sayichud is. So that's why by Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Moshe Rabbeinu used the plural, the first person plural, including himself. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, the Ramban that I mentioned yesterday. It's all tied together. He just mentions the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did these nisim with Moshe Rabbeinu, liyachet shmo ba'olam. But that's only because of Moshe Rabbeinu's great idea. And it's the pasuk. Lo kom novi ol b'yisrael k'moshe list p'sukim. Asher yedor Hashem ponim ol ponim. L'chol ha'osos v'amosim v'ayorach ha'zokar asher osa Moshe l'eni for Yisrael. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu could do it because he had the true idea of Hashem. So when it comes to, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the instrument, the shaliach, the instrument of Yichud Shmo. Of Yichud Shmo, because when it comes to Yichud Shmo, so Moshe Rabbeinu is included. So not only included, he's outstanding. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Okay. I just said briefly. Yeah, I just want you to understand. I want you to understand why maybe somebody missed the point. But what we said yesterday was the idea that Yichud Hashem and Malchus Hashem is Hainuha. It's the same thing. Why is that so? Why are those two themes identical? The answer is very simple. All right? Anyone else answer? No, the answer is very simple. Because how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molech? It's through the Yedias Hashem. I mean, it doesn't mean he's a melech like a melech boss of Adam that imposes his will on his subjects. That's not the melech malchei hamlachim. It's a different kind of malchus. It's the malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on the willing submission of man to God's will. Why? Because he has knowledge, he has Yedias Hashem. I mean, okay, like I said, Melocha kol olam kol chadecha. Okay? V'nosei al kol ars bikorecha how? V'yeda kol pol ki ato fi avalto v'yovin kol yotzo ki ato yitzarto. Okay? V'yom okan shem shem av shem kei sam melech b'chuz 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 b'chuz. So the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God reigns not by imposing like the Havdil Melech Bosel Adam imposes his will. I mean, that's not the method. The method is through Yedias Hashem. I mean, as I told you many times, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim doesn't mean like a yoke, a burden, because you see the Malachim, V'chumam Kabbalim Al Malchus Shemayim Zemizem. They don't have any Yetzer Hara, so they don't have to take on any yoke. So the mashal of all of a yoke is insofar as direction is concerned. In that sense, it's the mashal, but not that. Not that it's a hard thing. On the contrary, you see, the greatest mekabel al malchus shemayim is Moshe Rabbeinu. And what did he say? Okay, it's nothing. It's easy. It's simple. So it's just the opposite, exactly the opposite of the idea of a difficult, accepting a difficult burden and task. It's a task, but it's of a different nature. You see, and that's the that's what the Navi says. Ki molach alaretz de'asad Hashem kamayim layam achasim. It's through das. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns. He reigns through the fact that man v'yeda kol pol ki'ato fi'alto v'yavim kol yosef ki'ato yitzato through bina and through das. It's a different instrument. So that's why. And what is das? Yichud Hashem is. That's what the Yichud Hashem is. Das Hashem. So Yichud and Malchius is Hainuach. The same exact thing. Same thing. Okay? What I wanted to just talk about briefly is the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal. Okay? Because the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal would seem to be a stira to what I said yesterday. Why? Because I said that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? He said it's the Kedushas Hashem is the Machayev. The moment you have the idea of Kedushas Hashem, that's the Machayev and the Malchius. Of course, the Malchius, you understand, they're two sides of the coin. I mean, they're inseparable, so to speak. And the one, you understand, they're inseparable. I shouldn't say two sides of the coin. I should say they're inseparable. What it means is like this. There's the content of the idea of Yichud Hashem, and the effect that it has on the world. You understand what I mean? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't have he also said that came the Kabbalah, but he held the Machayev is the shame HaKadosh, Kiddush Hashem. You understand what I'm saying? The moment you say Kiddush Hashem, he held that's instantaneously Machayev you with Malchus. See, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay. But it didn't have a different Malchus. But what is the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal? You see, the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal seems to be exclusively a description of the subordination of the world, you see, to God's will. Not so much the Kedushas Hashem. You understand what I mean? It seems at first sight it seems a little troubling here. Okay, but if you take a look, take out a sitter and take a look at the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal, and you tell me what essentially is different between the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal and between the Malach. You see, I'll show you something. Tell me what the difference is. By the way, the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal, I do not believe, is a vestige of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Malchus. I don't think that's the case. What's my raya? My raya is the fact that the Rambam said that the Yuvachein, there was a minig kosher. The Rambam mentions it. There's a valid minig that the Yuvachein Tein Pachtachal was said during the entire Aseres Metzuva. So if it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if it was a vestige of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Malchius, you wouldn't say it during the Aseres Metzuva. But I'm right, Ram said it. He stood in all the tefillos. But the proof is that you say it when it's not, when there's no kedusha yom altogether. That's mevel. I mean, the fact that you say there's nothing wrong with saying malchus and shacharis too. You know, the shuchas balamor was you say in every tefillah you say malchus and shacharis. So that's no problem. That's no right. The raya is not that you say. The raya is that the chayim can't possibly say during the week. week there's no din of malchus achanis shefres. Okay, when there's no kedushim, and the Rambam is perek based on lachmi tes. The chen yesh mekamos shenagul osif baseres yomim elu bebracha shlishis uvechen kein pachtecha uvechen vechulo. Avol barashon yom kippur menek pashidul osif b'shlishis uvechen kein pachtecha. And that the Ram says goes outside. But the Ram says that the minig is a minig, a valid minig, to say it during the entire Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Since the Ram says that, excuse me, I didn't say what, Perek Beis Halacha Yates. Hilchos Tefillah, I'm sorry, Hilchos Tefillah. Tefillah, right. Okay. Last Halacha. In Perek Beis. So you see clearly from the Rambam that the Vachem Tein Pachtcha is not Halacha in Malchus. It's not Halacha in Malchus. It's a separate idea. But what is the separate idea? And what is it doing there? I mean, this whole the concept, it would seem when you look at the V'chein Tein Pachtcha, a person an ordinary person would say, on the surface, would say that that's the real Malchus, right? Now you got to sit here. Because the V'chein Tein Pachtcha, the V'chein Tein Pachtcha really spells out the total subordination of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein Tein Pachtcha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha ve'moscha al kol ma'asecha. Then the Yishtach Hu kol ha'bruin. Interesting. V'yasu chulam aguda achas la'aseh shetzonecha b'lev ha'sholem. It means to say, it's an interesting, I mean, the statements of the tefillos are beautiful. You see how far above they are from the small-mindedness of human beings. That the v'yasechulam aguda achas lasas etzam chalav shalom. The whole world will combine together. Achas, one aguda, not one superior to the other, but on the contrary, everybody's equal in this one aguda, one group. It's an amazing, beautiful thrill. And thrills go far above the egocentricity and small-mindedness of men. Lasos etzon chabalev of shalei. Okay, and then it goes on, and he says, "V'chein tenkar shalom mecha." Yes, v'chein tenkar yismachu, and v'chein tenkar v'losa tikpat spia v'chola risha kula ka'oshan techlo. Kisavir memshela zodom min aretz. Alright. The similar question of Adam Kama Sechal. Okay. And Kazimir Shechal. Yeah. So this really seems like a better description than Meloch. Am I right? I mean, it's a vivid description, depiction of the subordination of the entire world to God's will. Can't say any better. What is the difference between the two? See the difference between the two? There's one element there. I mean, there's a lot of material in the Chen Tein Pachtcha, a lot more. There's a lot more content, many more statements. But I mean, there's one element there that that stands out. And if you see that element, you'll understand what the V'chein Tein Pachtcha is about.
What are you comparing it to? V'chein Tein
to Meloch. To the Malchus. The Tefillah of Malchus. Yeah. Yeah, what?
I didn't remember what you said. Doesn't Yira
seem
to be a function of Yira also?
Yes, yeah, Yira and Pachad is true. But Kisavim Memshela Zodon in Aretz. So what does that show you? That it says the statements of Chain Sadikim Yir Yismachu Visham Yalazach Sidri Yagilo Volostik Patspio Volosatik Patspio. You see? V'chola risha kula ka'oshan techla ki savim emshela zadon min ha'aretz. So what is that about? What is that? See, Meloch you don't have. Meloch it's v'yeda kol po ki ato fi alto v'yovin kol yotza ki ato yitzata. It's talking about everybody willfully acknowledging the Yichud Hashem.
But over here, it's not talking about that. It's talking about some people that are that refuse to accept the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that God will put an end to them. I mean, right? Lasa tikpats piya. B'chol avisha kula ke'oshan techa. Okay? Ki savim memshel zodim in arts. So what is the this is a part of the whole theme of the V'chein Ken Pachta. So what is the theme of what is the theme of V'chein Ken Pachta? The theme is really la'osid lavoi. See, that's why it says kakosuv. Kadosh ata v'noish mecha v'ein eloh mi baladecha. Kakosuv v'yigba Hashem tzvakas pan mishpat. What is that going to do with it? What is it going to do? So what is it going to do with Kakos v'yib Hashem tzvakas pan mishpat? What is it going to do with? Kadosh ata v'noish mecha is yichar Hashem. Kakos v'yigba Hashem tzvakas pan mishpat. What is it going to do with it? So what is that? What does that pasuk show you really? Kakos v'yigba Hashem tzvakas pan mishpat. That's a pasuk in Yeshayo. The pasuk is a pasuk la'asid lavo. It's la'asid lavo. La'asid lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be done the world. V'eskadishti v'nodati l'enei goyim rabim. And the shafatati have, shafatati b'dever adom, is through mishpat. It means that ultimately there's going to be a day of mishpat. That the Navi makes very clear. A day of mishpat. Vayigba Hashem tzvakos b'mishpat is that day. On that day. You see, the Rambam had an additional pasuk in here, which proves it conclusively. The Rambam's pasuk had an additional pasuk of V'chein Ken Pachta. He had V'chofra halavona pasuk, another pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'chofra halavona uvosha hachama. Yeah, this is yes. It says V'chol V'oz. It doesn't have V'chein. It's a continuation. V'oz makes more sense. When it says Piskum Pel Miyachmalach Sufal Atzecha says in Eretz Mitzvah Yom Dover Adecha Barichas Neir Levan Yishim Meshichacha V'oz Tzadikim Yir Yismach V'yishar Mi Allah Zachsim Yir Yigil V'olos Atik Patzpio V'chol Arisha Kula Ka'oshan Tichle Ki Savir Memshela Zodo Min Oretz U'malchus Ha'alizo Mehera Ta'akor V'sishbor V'simlo Chato Ad Hashem Olakeinu Mehera Kol Ma'asecha B'Yerushalayim Ircha U'Varatzim Mishkan Poydecha The negeds of Kenecha Kavod Kakosu, the Chofra Lavono, Ovosha, Hamo, Kimoloch, Hashem, Svakos, Baharzin, Vershlaim, the negeds of Kenef Kavod. The Nema Hashem Yimahova. Then he has the Nema, Vaidba Hashem, Svakos, Mamishpot, Wakelakaj Nigdash Mitzdoka, Rokhto Hashem, Amalaka. Okay? So the Ram makes it very clear from the additional psukim that he puts in that these in his Nusach. Because those are the psukim that reflect what the din la'asid lava. The din la'asid lava. Okay, the yom ha-din la'asid lava. Okay? The yom ha-gadol ha-nara. The yom ha-gadol ha-nara. It's interesting. So, the question is, so it's very nice, but why is this a place to to talk about the ultimate Gula Siva? Why is this the time to talk about it? I mean, Ata Kadosh really essentially is Kedushas Hashem, Yichud Hashem. So why is this the place to talk about it? That's the question. See, that's the question. All right. Yeah, that's nice, but it's interesting. He quotes the pasuk V'chofra Lavona. You see, V'chofra Lavona V'osha Achama. And then the Chofra Lavona Avosha Achama and the Kimolach Hashem Tzvakos Baharzin Yerushalayim the Neged Zekein of Kavod. See, what it means is like this, because you see what the Rambam is saying. I'll tell you why he has that pasuk there. See, what's the idea of the ultimate Yom HaMishpat? What do you need it for? Why is that so important? Why is that such a significant idea in Yahamas? That there'll be an ultimate Yom HaMishpat. Okay? What do we need it for? I mean, and if there is, a lot of things happen. They don't make it a Yesod in Yahamas. But this is a Yesod in the Navi. Again and again, the theme is repeated many times. So many times. So what is the concept? The concept is really is of course goes back to Mishkan Shetara. I mean that Kishah Kadosh Baruch Hu by Yamsa. Kishah Kadosh Baruch Hu Osa Din in Rishoyim is Shimon Iskadosh. So the Kiddush Hashem through Mishpat. That's really Vayigbah Hashem Tzvakos by Mishpat. You see? Well, Kadosh Nitash Bitzdaka. Rashi's Nitash Bitzdaka means not Tzdaka, but Tzdaka means among the Tzadikim. Nigdash Bitzdaka means through his righteousness. And who understands his righteousness? The Tzadikim. That's a rationalist. So the you see the concept of the ultimate Yom HaDin, the idea. What is the idea? The idea is this pasuk, Vayigbah Hashem Tzvakos by Mishpat. It means Kishakarev Baruch Hu Osa Din Im Harashoyim. So Shmo is Niskadosh. Shmo is Niskadosh. Now, what does it mean? Shmo is Niskadosh. So, what does it mean? Shmo is Niskadosh. In what sense does it mean? Shmo is Niskadosh. Kiddushas Hashem, we said, is really Yichud Hashem. It's really Yichud Hashem. You see, but there is a tefillah that really ties all these things together. You know which tefillah it is? There's a tefillah that ties these ideas together. Most of us don't say it, but the Rambam has it. The Rambam has it. And it's the tefillah, it's in the siddur. The tefillah in the morning. So most people in the yeshivish world, the style is to drop these tefillahs. Because they don't want to take away time from learning. But I don't know, maybe should reconsider it. But the tefillah that you have, and the Rambam has in this siddur also, is Atta says, Ashrenu shenachem achtim mariv ma'arav v'vam p'ayim v'chol yom shmai yishol Hashem v'kem Hashem v'chol. That's Yichud Hashem, right? Okay, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Atta hu, then what does the tefillah say? Atta hu ad shalom nivra olam, Atta hu mishen nivra olam. There is no change. Atta hu b'olam hazeh, Atta hu l'olam habah. Okay, that's Yichud Shmo. That's Adon Olam Hashem all over town. Same idea. Atu Hachal on Nevrolam, Atu Mishin Nevrolam. There's no change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atu Balam Azev, Atu Olam Abba. Then what does it say? Kadesh Es Shimcha Al Magdish Es Shimcha, the Kadesh Es Shimcha Bola Mecha. Okay, Vishu Oscha Thomas Abir, can I grow to Hashem? Baruch HaTor Ram didn't have the Shem Hashem. He had like the grow. Baruch HaTor Mekadesh Shema Rosh. Okay. Baruch HaMakadosh Mi'Rav Mi'Zeh Lashem, but without the Shem Hashem. Baruch HaMakadosh Mi'Rav. Okay. So what is the tefillah really? You see, that tefillah, the ideas in that tefillah are important. The tefillah really takes Yichud Hashem and it ties it into Kiddush Hashem. Interesting. Yichud Hashem, and what does it mean? V'kadesh Hashem Chabal HaMecha. What does it mean? That's what it means. It means the Vayigbah Hashem Tzvakos Mamishpat. How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekadesh Shemo? Because Kishosu Din, Kishosu Mishpat, Emor Shayim Mishmon Iskadesh, Iskadilti Iskadishti. So that's through Mishpat. That's through the ultimate day. What is the idea? Why is that so? I mean, just because people get frightened. Not simply because people get frightened. There's an idea behind it. The idea behind it is that you see, Yichud Hashem means that we observe and experience and study multifarious phenomena. But there's only one source. There's only one source. And we diversify because of our ignorance of the source, the fact that we lack Yedias Hashem. So we have different components. One of the major breakdowns, which is the breakdown according to Yehadis of the whole society, is a breakdown between two spheres, what man wrongly perceives as two spheres of knowledge. And that is ethics and metaphysics. You see? In other words, metaphysics means the metaphysics is that which is underlying the creation, where that which is underlying the creation, which is the modern day attempts into cosmology, okay, and that's one people, the secular world perceives that as one sphere, and then ethics is another sphere. See, ethics is another sphere. The secular world sees a breakdown between those two spheres. There's physics, cosmology, metaphysics behind the behind that which is behind the physical, the ideas behind the physical universe that man tries to attain, not too successfully, but he recognizes the area. Okay, but and then there's another sphere which is the ethics. Ethics is viewed as a completely separate chapter, separate component in society, in the life of man. Okay, so ethics and metaphysics are viewed as two separate things. See, but the pasuk, the Navi says that the famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu, ki im bezos yishalom ishalo, what does it say? Haskel v'yadalosi, to know God, to know that God is behind the Bria, behind all existence. But like the Rambam says, the pasuk doesn't stop there. It says, Shani Hashem osa chesed mishpat tzedakah ba'aretz, ki be'lo chafatzti mam Hashem. So what does it mean? It means that the source of the creation is the same source of justice. Mishpat chesed tzedakah. See, there's no division. The secular world is in error in thinking that those two spheres have nothing to do with each other. You see? Because the true source of all existence is the very same source of Chesed, Mishpat, and Tzedakah. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Osem, Mishpat, Imor, Shoyim, Shimon, Eskadesh. And that's what it means. It means that through the fact, when the world will recognize that Mishpat is from God, the source of all creation, of all existence, so then it'll be a different recognition of our world. Then they'll know that Mishpat is not extraneous, not something which man needs. So I don't care how he views it, all the crazy ways that the world has of viewing it, and the crazy methods of talking about it, which are simply ridiculous, because they find themselves in tremendous contradiction based upon their secular science, you see, or what they consider to be the conclusions of their secular science. So they start talking about it in crazy ways, because it can't be justified. You see, so the ethical world is considered something, either that's something which is not real but is necessary for men, or it has some kind of, I don't know, other kind of other reality, whatever that means. Okay? But all those methods are totally nonsensical. So the concept of the real concept of ethics means that the pasuk says, what does the pasuk say? Lo sagur mipnei ish. Why? Because mishpat is not something which is a matter of convenience to make sure that the society can exist. That happens to be true. Can't melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Society can't exist without mishpat. But mishpat is lelekim. Mishpat is a metaphysical reality, and it's a reality just like the universe is a reality. And this reality stems from God. Yeah,
that fusion is seen in the Medrash, that a dayan is done mishpat emes.
Yeah,
it's
good.
Mishpatev makash
baruch
hu and baruch
hu. Yeah, it's very good. Very good. Yeah. Very good.
You also mentioned that's what Avraham Avinu.
Yeah. So the thing is, you see, that's the bayomahu of the Navi. You see, why does the Navi say that there will be a bayomahu, the yom of mishpat? Is not because people are waiting to get even. I mean, that's a small-minded individual. So I view it that way. But v'hoya bayamahu, what we look forward to bayamahu is really the idea that the world will see that they made a big mistake, and that really mishpat is not something which is a functional institution. It's not arbitrary. It's not some otherness of reality which you have to create the phantom types of reality. It's not that. No, it's the source is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all one. It's all one. So it's that's the tefillah of Atahu, that I mentioned before, the tefillah in the beginning of the Siddur. It's the Ramaz. So first it says Ashrei Matov Hakenu Nachnu Mashkim Maribim Parayim B'chol Yom Vamim Shema Yisrael. Okay, and then Atahu Atchelon Nivrolom Atahu Mishin Nivrolom. That's Yichud Hashem. Then the Kadosh Shemcha Bolamecha. So what does it mean? It means that there's a vehicle. There is one vehicle of having the world recognize Yichud Hashem. And what is that vehicle? That vehicle is Mishpat Hashem. When the world will see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of Mishpat, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a din and Mishpat, then Shmonas Kadosh. Because then they'll say Hashem Echad. Means to say, then they'll recognize Yichud Hashem. So it's an interesting thing. There is Yichud Hashem has many. As you understand, the many things that are noveya from Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem, of course, is Kabbalah Sol Malch Hashemayim. That is the Kabbalah Sol Malch Hashemayim. Okay, the Yeda Kol Fol Kiyata Fialto. But there is a social phenomenon that is the vehicle of Yichud Hashem Ba'olam. And what is that? What is that phenomenon? That's Vayom Yamal. That's Bayamal. So, by the way, what is it? That's what it means. You see, that's what the Navi means. The Chofra Levana. So Tignum Yonason says, what does that mean? He says, those who worship the moon will be black. And the ones that worship the sun, means they'll recognize the false ideas, the Odev Arazar will recognize the false ideas of their multifarious gods. You see, V'chafra Alvan Rosh Hachama. And then it says, Neged Zekeinecha Kavo, what does it mean? It means Rashi, the Suda says. He says Neged Zekeinecha Kavo means that they will see, and this seems to be a significant. See, why do we say that Chen Tzadikim Yismachu Hashem Elozu, and then the Rambam says he adds. The Rambam had something additional there. He says the Neged Zekeinecha Kavo Hakosa. So what does that mean? It means to say that then they'll recognize, they'll say that the Zakenim are the ones that have the really Dias HaTorah. And they'll say, these Zakenim, they always knew this truth. They always knew this. For us, we required the Bayam Ahu in order to come to this realization. They say, but the Zakenim, the ones that were the Chachmei HaTorah, they always knew this. And the world will recognize the fact that these Akenim, the Chachmei HaTorah, knew this centuries ago from the time of Matan Torah. The Yichud Hashem. So that's that idea, you see, is an important idea. It's an important idea. That's what Rambam has. Neged Zekeinecha Kavo. So that's what Rambam chooses that pasuk, that they'll recognize the mistakes of their Avodah Zarah. And Avodah Zarah is not just yeah, the Navi mentions briefly the Chama and the Levana, but it means all types of Avodah Zarah. All types. There's modern Avodah Zarah, there's ancient Avodah Zarah, all the same thing. There's just a different expression, but it means all the old day Avodah Zarah will recognize their flaw. Why? Because they'll see that there's one source of Mishpat in the universe, and that's the source of the entire universe, and that's about as well. That's really it. You see, and that's the tefillah of Atahu. That's really the tefillah. The Atahu, because it starts off Ashrei Matov Chaken Yichud Hashem, and then Atahu Atchelon Nivrolom, Atahu Mishin Nivrolom, and it goes on, and the Kaddish is Shimcha Ba'olam Mecha. You see that there's one instrument of Kiddush Hashem, one social phenomenon that can be Mekaddish Shem Hashem. And that is the Bahaya Bayam Aleichem. That's why the Navi always has the Bayam Aleichem. You see? So that's really, you see, that's how it fits into Akela Kadosh. How does it fit into Akela Kadosh? Because Akela Kadosh is Yichur Hashem. You see? But the in the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where the concept is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, the emphasis on Kabbalas Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the tefillah of the Vi'ata Kadosh mentions the social phenomenon that will bring the world to the recognition of Yichur Hashem. That's Malchus Zadon is to Aker and the removal of the whole that's really the description of the Bayam Aho. See, that's the description of Bayam Aho. So that's how it fits in, because it all, you see, the Yichur Hashem, the Yichur Hashem is attached insofar as the practical, the world is concerned, to one activity, one occurrence. The occurrence of the ultimate Yom HaMashpat. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. So it's not, so that's what I said, it's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Malchus. It's not a vestige of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's Malchus. It's a different concept. It's the concept of the Yichur Hashem, the awareness of the Yichur Hashem in the world through the Bayom Aho. That's what it is. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Comes out in this Tzion Bamishpat Tipade is
by
Kasha.
It's
reality.
That's right.
It's reality.
Yeah. Exactly. Tzion Bamishpat Tipade. Yeah.
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 So
it's significant. It's significant in terms of the. It's significant in terms of the Hakara. It's a significant component of Hakara. In other words, that it's not enough that the world will just come to the recognition. That's, of course, the essence of it. But it's also important that they see that it was always there, and they missed it. It was always there because, you see, it's important that the recognition should not just be an abstract intellectual recognition. It has to be a recognition of their own flaw. And their own weaknesses, and the fact that they this idea was always there. It's not like a new thing. It's not Bayomo, and now it's a new thing. Okay, so now we all recognize Yichur Hashem. No, that's not enough. They have to recognize that they are culpable. In other words, it was always there. This was a reality always for man. And there were people that abided by that reality and that knew about it. And you were negligent and you denied it. You didn't search for it, but it was there. You see. It's not enough that they recognize the truth of it, you see, but they have to recognize the fact that in their nature is a deceptive mode that's operating to turn away from that. You see. And that's why it took the Bayom Aho to bring them to recognition. Another dimension here. That's Neged Zekenech HaKavah. That's the idea of Neged Zekenech HaKavah. It's important to show the Torah is true. I mean, to show that these ideas are always there. It's nothing new. It's not a new idea. As I mentioned on Tisha B'Av. It's part of a Kiddush Hashem. If the Klal Yisrael would have taken on the Rambam, Ain od Movado, literally, everything else is nonsense and stupidity and shtus v'hevel. I mean, it would have been the greatest Kiddush Hashem. Not that science made new discoveries. We always knew that. That's Neged Zekenech HaKavah. That's the idea of Neged Zekenech HaKavah. That's a significant idea because of two reasons. First of all, it helps to make the idea embedded in the people. And also, it makes them aware of their own, the part of their nature that refuses to accept it. You see, because that part was there, and that's why they didn't see it. So they have to have that knowledge about themselves as well. You don't just change. Your hadas doesn't mean you don't just change by instantaneously by external event. You have to change yourself. So the world has to recognize their own weakness and have to work on that weakness and uproot the cause of their denial. And what is the proof? Neged zekein hachakovo. That's the proof. There were people that knew this. They didn't need it by Yom Kippur. They knew this all along. You could have known it also. That's important.
Is it
in other words, the fact that the mishpat, the ultimate Yom HaMishpat, will take place. See, that mishpat will bring people to the recognition of Yichud Hashem. Because they'll see that ethics and metaphysics is one entity. One entity. That's by Yigba Hashem Tzvakos by mishpat. Hashem Tzvakos means what? So the term Hashem Tzvakos is a reference to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over the creation. So Hashem Tzvakos is Vayigba Hashem Tzvakos by mishpat. So the Hashem Tzvakos is recognized and is recognized through mishpat. That's Yichud Hashem. That's Yichud. That is Yichud. It means one source.
But a judgment takes
Maloch? No. Now, of course, and Maloch is different. Maloch is a reference to the state. You understand? Maloch is pure Malchus. This is a specific phenomenon. You understand what I mean? This is a specific phenomenon that brings about the recognition. Maloch is the existence of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand the thing? The fact that has nothing to do with this. This is a separate thing. This is, you understand, this is a separate thing altogether. I mean, you can't say altogether because everything's tied together. But I mean, in terms of this is an event, and the other thing is this is an event that's guaranteed by the Navi. I mean, this is guaranteed through Nevuah. It's a specific event, but the Maloch is the nature of man when he's under the correct influence of ideas. I mean, that's the Ede Kapo. You understand? It's a different thing altogether. But that's the Kara. That's the Vachanim Pachtah. That's the Baruch HaMakadosh Mabaram. Baruch HaMakadosh Mabaram. So that's how they brought the Vachanim Pachtah into the Ata Kadosh. The point that I mentioned before emerges right away. Remember, I said that the difference between this and between the Maloch is the fact that over here we're talking about the Bayom Ahu. You get that gist right away. That means that God is capable of imposing the state in the world. That's what I mean. Sholtom of always be up. You see already it's a reference to the Bayom Ahu. Okay. The Pachtecha starts off with a general statement first, and then it goes more into detail. That's the order. That's the way it's arranged. In other words, it starts off with a general statement. The general view is. It starts with the Vachintin Pachtecha and ends with Hakol Ma'aseh Barasa. That's the general picture. Okay? And Mosha Hakol Ma'aseh Barasa, Yerucha Kol Ma'asim, Yishtach Lecha Kol Ha'Burim, Ve'ye'osu Chulo Maguda Achas, one altogether, one objective, one purpose, which is La'asos Hashem Chol B'Lev Sholem, no matter who it is. Whether it's a guy, a Jew, doesn't make any difference. Same committed to one objective.
Kol Abroim means people.
Kol Abroim, people. All of humanity. Okay? Lasos Ratzon Chol B'Lev Hashem. They're all unified, united in one goal. Everyone's united in one goal. That's the picture. That's the general picture. Okay? So, insofar as they're united and one goal, means they're not separate. They don't view themselves as apart. I mean, they view themselves as one, a good achas. It means they view themselves as one group, the whole world, one group. Okay, no division. And one goal. What is the goal? L'asos ritzon chol b'lev hashem. That's the goal. So, but then what he does is, now he isolates some of the features of this situation. Okay? So one of the, let me take the Rambam's away. The Rambam's. So the what he mentions is like this. The first feature he mentions is that this will take place through the vehicle of the Am Hashem. That was the purpose. So the purpose is the Am Hashem. So now he mentions that element, which is essential. Okay? And that's why he says, first he gives the whole picture of the whole world together as one goal, no difference, no division, no separation. But in that one objective, the Am Hashem as a special role. Is instrumental in bringing about that this knowledge and this unification should take place. That's v'atem tiyum amavas kind of a gakadosh. That's why it says uvechein means and so, because of this objective, this situation. Tein kavod la'anachu atil l'reyecho v'sivu tov d'ashecho v'pischon pelam yachum loch simcha la'atzecho sos and l'reyecho tzmichas kamen dov l'avdecho v'lichs nev v'en shemishkecho. Basically, I mean, I'm not going to go through everything, but it means the state of the Am Hashem, perfect state of Am Hashem, is an essential element in this picture, okay? And without that, it can't take place, cannot take place. I mean, that's Sinai. That's really what we were taught at Sinai, okay. Now the Rambam like says, not over chain tzaddikim, but v'oz tzaddikim yiru v'yismachu v'yishar me'aloz v'achsinim b'ni yagilu. Okay? So, v'alosa tikpats pio, v'chol arishu kula kashin tichlek yisav memshel zodim in arts. Now the thing is like this. So now there's a breakdown. that this will take place, and then you have the on the one hand you have the simcha of the tzaddikim, the individuals, because you see the simcha of the righteous, and apparently that is also an important component in the picture. In other words, not because the righteous are looking for a good time, you see, but for us tzaddikim yir v'yismachu is not just for themselves, it's for everybody. Because it means to say, what kind of a simcha will this be? This will not be a simcha from satisfying the instinctual components of man. It will be a simcha from a satisfaction that a person who is highly developed insofar as his selam alakim is concerned, so he can have such a simcha. And an ordinary person won't be able to have such a simcha. So that's important. It's important because it's just for the righteous person, but it's also important because it's a demonstration for others as well that a human being can reach such a state, and this is the state that God meant for man to exist in. You see, so in other words, so what he's doing is he's showing the elements that are necessary components. So one is Am Hashem in its rightful situation, and then the simcha of individuals, of the tzaddikim. That's another essential component. It's an essential component in the picture. What? Yeah, you're right. You see that's right. In some of the Beis Sheva, like the Rambam says, that element is highlighted. The only ones that can really have the simcha are the chacham. That people have to know that. A person might not be a chacham, but he has to have that knowledge that there is a certain attending simcha and joy for an individual that has reached a certain level of perfection. He perceives a certain kind of simcha that an average person can't experience. Okay, so that's l'chein tzedikim v'yismachu. And then the other part of the picture, then he goes into the... Yeah.
Is this the simcha of the tzaddikim else is...
the simcha of the tzaddikim is not a momentary phenomenon. The simcha of the tzaddikim is an ongoing phenomenon that the tzaddik experiences when he's existing in the most perfect state. You see, so at the onset, he has this simcha, but it goes on. Kismachtani Hashem before lecha, masi yedecha arane. It's an ongoing thing. It's not just a momentary thing. But of course, the inception of this event will bring into play this institution. But it's not a momentary thing. See, is really the beginning of an era that the tzaddikim will experience these things. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's not just a momentary thing. You're going to be very happy, a big party, and then that's it. It's an ongoing phenomenon. I mean, like the Navi, like I mentioned, the Navi says, you say every Mizrach Shalom Shabbos, which is Matanashim for Lechov Masya Decharane. It's all the time, ongoing. But that state will exist, the framework will exist that will allow the tzaddikim to have this experience. What does Rambam say? That the lohasavu chasidim manche maisu lohasavu simu the yifgilosh no the olam abo only why so they can sit and learn and they got the bialsik and Torah. That's what he's saying. So, but he's singling out that element because that's a significant element for the individuals, of course, but for everybody. Even the person's not at the level, but he knows that is the ultimate life. So, and then he mentions the din with the Rishayim. Then he mentions the din that will take place with the Rishayim. And negaz kenecha kavod. And then he returns back to the theme of the yichud Hashem that will be caused by the mishpat Hashem. You see, that's the order of the. In other words, you have the general statement of v'chein kein pachcho v'chein shimcha nachama Hashem barasa, general. Then he isolates two things: the Am Hashem, the role of the Am Hashem, and the state of the Am Hashem, its ultimate objective and its ultimate destiny, and then the role of individuals, the tzaddikim, the individuals, and then he brings in the mishpat, and that through mishpat, all this will take place. Through mishpat, Shmo is niskadesh, and through the fact that Shmo is niskadesh, that's everything revolves around that. The kedushas Hashem is the center of everything. That's the chesed and malchut. Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, one of the ideas of the V'chein Ten Pachtu we mentioned yesterday, I just want to just to underline it, the idea that that there's no contradiction between the fact that the Osuchula Maguda Achas Lasos Ritzoncha Beleva Sholem, which means that everybody's unified in one objective, one goal, and there's no difference between any of the people. That's not a contradiction to the fact that there are certain features that Am Yisrael has and that Tzaddikim have. It's not a contradiction. I just want to mention another point, the fact that we said that the V'chein Ten Pachtu is on the Gula Asida. And if you take a look in the Eitz HaTfilos mentions it really, but I found something interesting. I remember one time in the Rav Shir, and somebody asked the Rav, "Why do we say Shvelcha Mascha Lagaya?" Fellow was a bit of a liberal, and he was disturbed by it. I don't remember the exact words of the. I don't remember the exact. Exactly. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what the Rav answered him at that time. But the real reason for Shvecha Mascha is because Gula Asida. Is Gula is the same idea of Gula Asida. And it's interesting. I found in the
in Agada Shel Pesach that has quotes from the Rishonim. One of them is a quote actually from two Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar, who was one of the Balei HaKabbalah, who was a chaver of the two Balei HaKabbalah, who were the Rebbe of the Ramban in Kabbalah, real Balei HaKabbalah. So he says, and the Ritva, and they both say the same thing. They say, why do you say Shvelcha Maschal Agayim? So they say, because Lolanu is Medaber Ala Osid. As you know, I mean, the third coast is on Gula Asida. And he says, V'ikur HaGu'ula, this is repeated by Ben Yakar, V'ikur HaGu'ula Teluya B'malchus Chayeves Sheteyoker. B'malchus Chayeves Sheteyoker. You see, that's the Ikur HaGu'ula. And the Ritva says the same thing. The Ritva says, She'ikir gula seinu teluya b'churban keren malchusam. Kidamrin b'breishis rabbah. Same quote. And from Daniel. Okay. V'chein anovi yomar, k'hine achoshech yichas eretz v'arofa le'umim, v'olayich yizrach ad Hashem v'chvodo olayich yirah. You see, that's the same idea. That's the Ikur. Why is the Ikur HaGula? Because Kshakadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat im harashayim b'shmonas kadosh. That's the principle is derived from Az Yashar. Okay, that's a yeah. It's right. The kovda b'far of a cholchela. It's about the kriyas yamsa. The kovda b'far. Right. That's the Gula Hasida, right there. Venodati. Okay? That's exactly, that's Rash. That's Chazal. He kav da b'far. Why does Rashi singles out Havu Lashem b'nei Eilim? He says, Haskiru lefonav ha'esonim. Haskiru lefonav ha'esonim. What it means like this, it means, you see, when it comes to gvuros, so that's self-understood. Because you maskir God's omniscience and his omnipotence, that's gvuros. And then the third bracha is Kedushas Hashem, okay, Kedushas Hashem. So we understand that. Those are philosophical principles. But in Avos, there's something more there. You see, because what is Avos really? Avos is Hashgacha. It's Hashgacha. But you notice that they call the bracha Avos. They don't call the bracha Hashgachaso. Really, it should be Hashgachaso, Uzo, and Kvod Shmo. Right? But the first bracha is called Avos. Why is it called Avos as opposed to being called Hashgachaso? You see? Because apparently, that's what they derive from the pasuk. That it says, Havu Lashem B'nei Eilim is telling you the manner in which it is appropriate to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like this, we wouldn't, by ourselves, we wouldn't say that you could be Masker or Basav Adam. Who gives you a right to Masker or Basav Adam? You Masker Gvuros is Gvuros Hashem, and abstract. And Hashgacha perhaps also, we should only be Masker Hashgachas Hashem. What right do you have to be Masker an individual? To mask an individual in the bracha, you have to have reshus for such a thing. You can't just do it by yourself. So that's what Chazal say. That's derived from the pasuk. Havo Lashem b'nei Eilim. So the pasuk says that the Navi says it's appropriate to use the avos in the as a medium of being maskir shvacha shel makom. In the framework of his hashgacha, that's a problem. See, that's why Rashi comments on avos. That's why it's called avos, really. what's called avos really should be called ashgachas. No, because the pasuk, the navi, teaches us that this is appropriate. On your own, you couldn't say such things. In maskir shvachas shemakom, so ashgach, who gives you right to mention the basal adam, people, individuals? No, the pasuk says no. That's the appropriate way to be shvach kadosh baruch hu. Havel Hashem b'nei elam, that the ashgacha should be demonstrated through those perfected individuals, namely the avos. You see, that's the lima. Okay. It's true, but the thing is, what Chazal are telling us that you derive from the pasuk is that there's a kiyum. There's a kiyum in being maskir the avos. That's havel Hashem b'nei elam. It's a kiyum. If the being maskir the individuals, the avos, you see, is itself a kiyum in shvach hashamar. Havel Hashem b'nei elam. That's a limud. That's a limud. You need a limud for that. B'nei elam. That the Torah, in other words, the pasuk is telling you how to do it. What form you should use in being maskir the hashgacha. The form is b'nei elam. The form is avos. That's the limud. That's the limud. You have to feel it, right? In other words, the kedusha yom means that it's not enough to be shoves mamlocha. That's the physical demonstration of the yom, the physical manifestation of the yom. But it means to say that the yom demands also an amira of kedusha yom, and the amira has to be, of course, like we said, in the framework of tefillah. Okay, lifnei Hashem. Must be the Lifnei Hashem. There must be a Lifnei Hashem which enunciates the Kedusha of the Yom. And that's all. And every Yontif. So it requires an Amira of the Kedusha Sayyam. An Amira of the Kedusha Sayyam. So Rabbi Lazar learned that Shabbosan. The Kiyum of Shabbosan is not the abstention from Malacha, but it's the positive. The intellectual component of the enunciation and the realization of the kedushas hayom. Okay, that's shabbosan. So hiel shabbosan is really the expression of the odon of the tzelem alakim, expressing the idea of. Of Shvisa. So that's the Kedusha Sayyam. Okay. All right, that's Rabbi Lazar. And Mikra Kodesh, she says, is what? Kashya Basis Malacha. Okay. All right. Now, let's continue. Not first, right? He's primary. He's more primary. Because, of course, without Shvisa Malacha, there's no Shabbos. I mean, Chil Shabbos is Chil Yantif is Chil Yantif, not only Yantif. Is breaking the Shmiz Mamlacha. So that's primary. Okay, that's Rabbi Kiva. All right, so what's the Machlekes? That's the question. So the question, of course, is what exactly is the definition of Mikra Kodesh? That's the question. What is the definition of Mikra Kodesh? It's interesting, Machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Netan in Shavuos. Kivayom Zeyechapa Alecha. So the Brisa says like this. So the Brisa says, okay, what? Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Brisa says like this. Yochol lo yehi yema kapur mechaber elim kenis anabo v'koro mikra kodesh v'lo asabo malacha lo is anabo v'lo koro mikra kodesh. V'asu bo malacha minayin. How do you know it's machaper anyways, even though he violated Yom Kippur? Talmud lama Yom Kippur momikomacha. Okay, that's Rebbe Shita. So Rashi says, what's the pshat lo koro mikra kodesh? So Rashi says, lo kiblo bibirchosov lomar mekadesh Yisrael v'yom Kippur. And it's interesting, Rashi in the Chumash also says, you got Rashi, an amazing thing. It's not, for some reason they took out the Rashi from the regular Chumash. But the Rashi, what? On Paskanach, yeah. Paskanach. Rashi says, I thought it was all right. Mikra Kodesh, Kachayu, Bixus, Nikiyu, Betfilo. Ubishar Yom Tovim, the Michael of a Mishnah, Buxus Niki, Ubitfila. It's funny, the Rashi omitted the Rashi for some reason from the one volume Chumash. I don't know why. It's in Perek Chav Gimel Chav Zion. Pasuk Chav Zion. You're right. Yeah, they put it in Rashi and Lamed Hay. They put it back in Lamed Hay. Okay, good. As long as they're, all right. Yeah. It's funny. So, okay. So, yeah. So, you see, so Rashi holds at Tefillah is the Raisa. Rashi holds at Tefillah and Yantif is the Raisa. So, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh, Pierce Bekunshish, Lo Kibla Lo Bibrachos, of Loma Mekarish, Lo Viyama Kippurim. He says, Vein Nira. Dloashkichen Brachas Viyama Kippurim, De Lahavi De Raisa. So, we don't find that it's that Brachas Viyama Kippurim, De Raisa. Venira Lo Rabbeinu Tam, Koro Mikra Kodesh. What does it mean? What does it mean if he's Koro Mikra Kodesh or low Koro Mikra Kodesh? So he says Koro Mikra Kodesh means Shemoda Shebezn Kitshu Vishoves Mimalocha Bishvil Kedushas Hayom. Alright? Velo Koro Mikra Kodesh Shein Shoves Machmas Kedushas Hayom Ela Machmas Shemes Atzel Lasses Malocha. It's a funny thing. So you see Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's an interesting Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's a difference between a person keeping Yom Tov because of Mikra Kodesh, or if he just happens to be Misatzel and he doesn't do Malacha. It's an amazing thing in Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that if a person, it comes out that the Shvisa Mimalacha on Yom Tov, it requires Kavana. Because that's what he's saying, because the Gemara is saying, if he didn't keep Yom Kippur, Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. He violated Yom Kippur. How did he violate Yom Kippur? He didn't do a single thing. But he didn't keep it because of what? Because of Kedushas Hayom. And Rabbeinu Tam adds something else over there. Rabbeinu Tam says, he says, Shemode Shebezn Kitshu Veshoves Mimlocha Bishvul Kedushas Hayom. What does he have to have Bezn? What does he worry about Bezn being Kedush for? It's an interesting thing. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Rabbeinu Tam holds that every Yom Tov, you have to think, when you're Shoves, you have to think, I'm being Shoves, why? Because Bezn was Mekadosh, and that's why I'm being Shoves, and that's the key of Mikra Kodesh. And if you don't do it for that reason, it's Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. He's Misatzel. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. And he's Mevatel the essay of Mikra Kodesh. I mean, they're not, that's a separate essay, but it's not saying. Mevatel essay of Mikra Kodesh. Okay? It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. What? He has to have positive Kavanah. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And that's what the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam. If on Yom Kippur he wasn't Misaneh, and he's also Bomalacha, and Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh. Lo Koro Mikra Kodesh means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he violated Yom Kippur. It's an interesting thing. Look, of course, according to him, Lois on air, it doesn't mean you have to order them. Look, Karmic or Kodesh, Elim Kain Yachalay, Elim Kain Machap, Elim Kain Sanabo, Karmic or Kodesh, Velo Asabamlocha, Lois Sanabo, Velo Karmic or Kodesh, Vasa Malacha. So it doesn't mean you have to do all three. It means either one, right? But if he's low Karmic or Kodesh, so he's in violation. It's an amazing thing. Every Yantif's like that. So what does that mean? What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? He has to be Moda the Bezn was Mekadosh. What do you need as a door for Bezn? It's an interesting thing. So what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? Rabbeinu Tam is saying really the same thing as the Ramban says in the Chumash. As the Ramban defines Mikra Kadosh in the Chumash. It's an amazing thing. Shneim Kivnu L'Dav Rechad. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban both say the exact same thing. Now what is the definition of Mikra Kadosh? Mikra Kadosh means it's like the Ramban says it's like a guest that was invited. You have an invitation and you respond to the invitation. That's what the Ramban says. That's Mikra Kodesh. So it means that that's what the Ramban says, that Yom Tov, Kedushas Yom Tov has nothing to do with Shabbos. So they're completely distinct from Shabbos. A different idea. There's no Sheikhas, he says. So the only reason Torah mentions Shabbos over there is because that's the prototype. Tchilul Mikra Kodesh. But in terms of the idea of Yom Tov, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. The idea of Yom Tov is that Beis Din has to initiate a Yom Kadosh, and Klal Yisrael has to respond. That's the essence of the Kedushas Yontif. So Rabbeinu Tam says the same thing. It's an amazing thing. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ramban, that's the concept of Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh means that we respond to the calling, so to speak, to the announcement and the invitation that the Beis Din gives us to render this a Yom Kodesh. So therefore on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, if a person just sleeps, it's no problem. But on Yom Tov, if he just abstains from Malacha haphazardly, not because of the fact that he was summoned to do so, you see, responding to the summoning of the Beis Din, then it lacks in his low karmic rekodesh. It's an amazing amount of time. It's an unbelievable thing. That's Rabban. Rabban and Rabbi Tam both say the same thing. That's the definition of Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban's in the... Ramban says, a big Ramban on Chaf Gimel Beis. He says, Chaf Gimel Beis. He says, Ki ein HaShabbos b'chol ha'moed HaShem klal. And that's why he says, that's what Chacham say. Ma'in HaShabbos etz l'moed. It's two different concepts. One is no shech to the other. Rak samcha kosov l'ham. V'tam mikroi kodesh sheyiyu b'yom, because it's the model for the other. V'tam mikroi kodesh is sheyiyu b'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'ne'esofim l'kadesh yoso ki mitzvah hi al yisrael likoveitz b'veisa l'kim b'yom moed l'kadesh ha'yom b'farhesya b'tfila v'halel l'keel b'ksus nekiya v'lasos oso yom mishtev v'simcha. Like guests that are invited. That's right. Ramban or Bantam both say the same thing. Amazing thing. So that's the Kedusha Yontif. That's Mekadosh Yisrael Azmanim. That in Yontif the mitzvah is that Klal Yisrael has to initiate the day, announce the day, and then they have to respond to the day. Beis Din announces it and creates it, and Klal Yisrael responds to it. That's Mikra Kodesh. Totally different concept. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Shvisa on Yom Tov must be under that a response to the Beis Din, to the Beis Din's announcement. That's the framework. And if he doesn't have that in mind, He's not Mekayim the Shvisa on Yom Kippur. He's not over. He didn't violate Bekum Vasei, but he was Mevatel B'Yadayim, but he was Mevatel L'Mitzvah. Yeah, that's correct. It would seem so. If Klal Yisrael did not do it, then there would be. In other words, let's say, if Klal Yisrael would not do it, then a Yachid couldn't do it. Because that's what the Ramban says. It has to be done b'tzibur b'farhesya. B'tzibur b'farhesya. It's an interesting thing. Amazing Ramban. Tefila. That's why according to the Ramban, you can't go away for vacation on Yantif. Shabbos, you can. But Yantif, you'll be missing in the if you're not with a minyan, you're missing in Mikroi Kodesh. What? No, it means with me at least one tefillah. Doesn't say every tefillah, but at least one tefillah is the key to Mitzvah. You see, that's one tefillah. So what? Today is by the calendar, so you don't need Beis Din. Okay, today it goes by the Cheshbon. So the Cheshbon calls it out. So you have the Cheshbon calls. That's Machlokes Raman and Ramban. But basically, today is by the Cheshbon. But if no one would, it's still, the Cheshbon is still, you have to respond. You have to respond to the Cheshbon. So if nobody would do it, Yachid would not have a kid. And the Kiddush HaChodesh or the Kviyas HaYom renders you a Koru, you see, and you have to respond. That's whether it's the cheshbon, whether it's bezin, that's a separate thing. That's according to the Rambam, it's exeris kasa. That's the shilov is mana bias. It's al pi a cheshbon. And according to the Ramban, it's you're responding to the original kliyos. But whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, that's mekadesh yisov as mana. So that's the idea. That's Rabbeinu. That's Rabbeinu Tam Ramban. Both say the same thing. It's an amazing thing. All right. So now that's a framework. At least you have a framework for the machlekes tanaim that we have. So now, how do you define the machlekes tanaim between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? Okay. Now you can see what the difference is. It's like Ram says in Kiddush HaChodesh. If you didn't have any plasol in Eretz Yisrael, he says Cholila Lakel Lasozot. But then you wouldn't have any antifazit. Certain things are contingent. But that's not the point. What is the machlekes? Before you go that far, just take the first logical step. What's the first step? First simple step. You're going too far. The question, there's a kedushas hayom of mikra kodesh, right? Then there's this malacha. But there's a concept of mikra kodesh, which means that Klal Yisrael has to demonstrate the idea of yontif, that it's a mikra kodesh. Okay, then there's this malacha. But the question is, what is the vehicle through which Klal Yisrael demonstrates the aspect of mikra kodesh on yontif? Remember, we said that that's our Ben Tam, it's Ramban. What are the idea? The idea is that Yontif is different than Shabbos. And Yontif, you're responding to an invitation, okay? It's mikra, like a krua, right. So what is the vehicle that demonstrates that kedushas hayom of mikra kodesh? So according to Rabbi Elazar, what's the vehicle? What? The vehicle that demonstrates mikra kodesh. Asiyas Malacha. According to Rabbi Akiva, what is it? What? The Amira. That's the Machlekes. Right? You must demonstrate the concept of Mikra Kodesh. You understand me? Mikra Kodesh is something which is an attribute of the Kedusha Sayyom of Yontif. And you have to demonstrate it. It can't just be dormant. You see, as Rabbeinu Tam says. And then the Ramban, it can't be dormant. It must be demonstrable via Klal Yisrael. So the question is, what is the vehicle that they use to demonstrate the Mikra Kodesh? So according to Rabbi Loza, what's the vehicle? What's the vehicle? Shvisa Memalacha. Because that's what he says, right? He says Shabboson is what is Kiddush Sayyam, right? And Mikroi Kodesh is Shvisa Memalacha. So how does Klal Yisrael demonstrate their response to the Kfiyas HaBezdin? How do they demonstrate according to Belazo? Everybody's Shavis Memalacha. Okay. According to Rabbi Akiva, how is it demonstrated? Like the Ramban says. By the whole Klal is Nesaf to Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashas and then it's Baal. Okay? Omdim Betfilo V'Shevach L'Kael. So the Machlaikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is a Machlaikis. What is the Mikra Kodesh? Is the Mikra Kodesh demonstrated by Klal Yisrael by the fact that everybody is a Shavais? Or is the institution of Mikra Kodesh come about, the key of Mikra Kodesh come about through Tefillah? That's really the machlokes, right? Am I right? If you just define it, just plain. That's the, yeah. Good.
The way Rashi is explaining Rikiva,
you're right. That's right, and that is true because that's the reason why Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Elazar's approach. That's the reason why he rejects it. So Rabbi Akiva didn't object. There's two things in a machlokes. One is why the cause of the machlokes. And then there's the outcome of the machlekes. Because you don't just argue about this, there's no outcome, so what are you arguing about? I mean, just to argue about how you drasha, how you darshan, that's not, Chazal don't argue in such things. It has to be halach, has to be a difference, right? Mein afkamina, what's the difference? Okay? So the reason Rabbi Akiva objects or rejects Rabbi Loza's approach is because he says Shabbason is Rishon. That's primary. primary is Shvismah Malacha, so the Pasuk should be referring to that. So therefore, he says the Mikra Kodesh has to refer to what? Tonira. He says, that's my proof that I'm right, that the demonstration of Mikra Kodesh comes about through Tila, Betzibo, like the Ramban says. You see? That's the reason why he says it. In other words, he didn't say it because he happens to hold that Mikra Kodesh is more appropriate, more appropriately expressed through Tefillah than through Shvismah Malacha. He's not voicing an opinion on that. He can go either way. But he says you have to be guided by the Pasuk. Okay? So he says, yeah, you have to be guided by proper methods of darshaning the Pasuk, of analyzing the Pasuk. He says if you analyze the Pasuk properly, he says you see it's the reverse. You see, but that doesn't. That's the Tamadavar. That's why they argue. You see, but what's the substance of their argument? What ultimately do they argue about? What they argue about is what? Is the question of where do you manifest the kedusha of Mikra Kodesh? The institution of Mikra Kodesh must be manifest. The difference between the two would be: can you go away on vacation? B'yachid on Yantif. According to Rebbe Lazar, you can. Because if it's Shrisa Mimalacha as the manifestation, so wherever you are, Yeshovas Mimalacha. That's intrinsically a manifestation. But if it's Tfilah and Amira, so then there's no manifestation. If you mispal B'yachid, you're always mispal. So then you must gather the Bate Knesios to say Shevach Lakeel, like the Ramban says. You see, that would be the difference between the two. But that's the machlekes.
What's the Yom
Shabbat zone,
according to Rabbi
Eliezer? Shabbat zone? That's referring to Tila. You know, as he holds that Shabbat zone, but that you could say Biyachid. In other words, if the Shabbat zone is the Amiras Kedusha Sayom, the Lifnei Hashem of the Amiras Kedusha Sayom via the institution of Tefillah, you see, so that you could do by yourself. That's not the Mikra Kodesh. That's not the keem of the Mikra Kodesh. According to him, the Mikra Kodesh is expressed through the fact that you're Shoves Mimalacha because you were called upon to be Shoves Mimalacha. You're responding to the announcement of the Bezd. Okay? To the invitation of the Bezd. You see, that's the difference. You see the difference? There is a big difference. It's not just Machlokes, it's a difference. Okay? It'd be a practical difference, Lalacha. Whether you can go away biyachid, whether you can be biyachidus on Yom Tov, according to Rebbe Lazar, you could, because the Mikra Kodesh is long, right? You follow? Yeah. What? Shvisa is not. It's not tzibur thing. Shvisa is an individual thing. It's an individual thing. Yeah. Mikra Kodesh. If it's through tefillah, then there must be a demonstration, like the Ramban says, of the farhesia, that the whole kohol comes to the base, the base of Knesset, to be mispal together, to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Apparently it's halacha, in that case, biyachid, you can't do it really. Because the kiyum is that the whole kohol is berov am hajas melech. It means that it has to be done with the entire arm. So he says, lahaskir shvacha shamakom. So that shvacha is shvacha. Yeah, one person is not going to do it. One person is not going to do it. One person biyachid, you can't do that. Biyachid is not. There's no key in biyachid of mikra kodesh. This is what the Ramban says. An interesting Ramban. But the Ramban is based. That's the machlokes. The only thing that's funny is what? No, it would come out. A strange thing, that the Rabbeinu Tam is like Rabbi Lazar. And Rashi and the Ramban are like Rabbi Akiva. That's the only thing. The Rabbeinu Tam. It comes out that the Rabbeinu Tam is really is like Rabbi Lazar. Raya for Agamar, Rabbi Akiva, is just like Rashi and the Ramban. It's a funny Rabbeinu Tam. I don't understand Rabbeinu Tam really, because Rabbeinu Tam says it's not the rice. I mean, It's an open gemara. It's a machlekes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva. Difficult Rabbeinu Tam. This gemara is like Rashi. I saw also the you take what Torah Tamima mentions. Torah Tamima just mentions briefly. He says a raya from this gemara to Rashi. But he's right. It is true. I don't know what Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. But they have the same underlying concept. Rabbi Natan is interesting because you see he has the same underlying concept, but he sees that he's going like Rabbi Lazar. Because he's saying that lo koro mikra kodesh by Yom Kippurim. He says, what does it mean? It means he was just misatzel and didn't do malacha, but he didn't abstain because of the mikra kodesh. So he's learning that's really Rabbi Lazar. That the mikra kodesh is niskayim through what? Yeah, through shvisim and malacha. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't know that way. You all like Rabbi Kiva. It's an interesting thing. Not that you need kavana. It's not the pshat that you need. It has nothing to do with mitzvah strichas kavana. That's a separate thing. This has to do with the very nature of the shvisa. The shvisa has to be in response to something. That's the nature of the shvisa. If you don't have kavana, that's not the shvisa. You understand? It lacks in the shvisa, according to Rabbi Natan. It's not a matter of kavana. Kavana sa'odom. It means that that's no shvisa. You understand what I'm saying? The shvisa is in response to the... it's a different kind of shvisa. So if you don't know what you're doing, you're just haphazardly doing it, that's not the shvisa. It lacks in the shvisa. That's what Rabbi Natan says. It's hard to say. It's hard to say according to Rabbi Natan, according to Rambana, or according to Rabbi Natan, even the shvisa. But it's hard to say that the... that if the person just doesn't know the lumbus of the beznin and just keeps yontif, that he's not mekayim mikra kodesh. It means he knows he's doing good, because whatever yontif, whatever Torah says yontif is, that's it. So that's enough. So Rabbi Tam only excludes the mesatzel. That's what Ramban emphasizes before Hesia. He says that lashon before Hesia. It has to be nikkur. Can't just be davening. What kind of mikra kodesh? It looks like every other day. There's no difference. That's true. What Ellie mentions is true. Even according to Rabbi Lazar seemed to be Rabbi Tama seemed to have difficulties with Rabbi Lazar Shabbosan. Anyways, but that's a separate. I'm just mentioning. He comes out in the mikra kodesh component exactly like Rabbi Lazar. Asmachta. Yeah. Kubir Ben Tam learns it's an asmachta, and the real mikra kodesh is really the shvisim amalacha. That could be all right, but certainly Rashi has what to defend himself with. But that really has nothing to do with you see that has nothing to do with the I don't know what Rebbe I don't know why Rebbe darshan smichas aparshis. And what is this Mechas HaParshis? It's a funny guy, but we don't know how to dash this. But you see, but Rabbi Yossi just said you don't have to make ain't it tzarach. He means you don't have to make recourse to a limud of Mechas HaParshis when it's a primary. Yeah, it's that's beferish, that's the pshat in the pasuk. You see, Yuviyom Sumchaschem Vamadechem is not talking about the Tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah. So what's the answer to that question? No, the answer is that the idea of Zikaron is a constant idea. That means that our existence should be a reality before God. God doesn't remember. But the mashal is, it means that we exist as a reality. So our existence is real. So the thing is, so all he says is from that pasuk, you see in general, that what is it, our existence is intimately tied to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hainoach. It's just not possible. Zebonov, that's what it means. Zebonov L'chorim. Anir Hashem L'kechem. Malchus, without Malchus, There is no zikaron. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. That's the essence of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, the bonav. There's no concept. So if Rosh Hashanah is coming to emphasize the theme of zikaron, and that's the Kedusha Sayom of zikaron, so it must be Malchus. Has to be. That's what it means. It's a bonav. Excuse me? You see, there's one difference I can tell you like this. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, why do you have to say Malchus? Because it's an impossibility otherwise. In other words, there's no need to say it, because that's just, it's philosophically impossible. So all the Torah has to prescribe is Zichronos, and you know Malchus, because Zikaron is Anir Hashem L'Kecha Malchus. It's Bonav L'Chol Makom. So if the theme of the day is going to be an elaboration of Zichronos, so it's going to have Amiras Malchus. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, there was no specific prescription for Amiras Malchus on V'Chodesh Hashvi Becha L'Chodesh, on Rosh Hashanah. There was no specific prescription. All you had is the prescription is Zichronos. V'yulachem l'zikaron l'fnei l'kechem. So the only prescription that you have in specific is Zichronos. And Malchus is because it's got to be. You see? You understand what I'm saying? That's that much of a difference we could see. But I don't think I'll go beyond that. According to Rebbe, there's a specific prescription for Amiras Malchus, because he says from Smichus Aparshus, Anir Hashem L'kechem uvachodesh Hashvi, Smichus. So what is Rebbe saying? Rebbe demands that there should be a specific prescription for Amiras Malchus on Bachodesh Hashvi. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef Rebuta, there isn't. It's all you have is Zichronos. But you know, in general, it's impossible to have Zichronos without Malchus. So the Malchus comes in indirectly. There's no direct tzivui for Malchus. According to Rebbe, Rebbe insisted that there must be a direct tzivui, a direct statement about Malchus per se. That's one difference you can see. Okay?
But even with that,
it's implicit. And according to Rabbi Yosef, that's the machlekes. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's implicit. Don't need it. It would be worse to say it because it's understood. It's understood. And according to Rebbe, you have to have a special requirement. That's the machlekes. I don't know if we go any further. That's it. Okay. All right. Yeah. Rebbe Amar Mamachas. Tanya. What? So wait a second, Yishayam. Okay, go ahead. It's possible to hold, in other words, right? It's possible to hold like Rabbi Akiva, and to say Kedusha Sayom with the Zichronos, with the Zichronos, right? Tana, that's what it means. In other words, the Atta V'Chatana. That's the question. Okay. All right, go ahead. So what does the Gemara say? Go ahead. Okay. All right, that's a tough machlekes. Yeah, so the machlekes is the question. I mean, some of the reasoning doesn't sound very sound. I mean, that the question is, where do you put it? So according to Rebbe, you put it where? Bervius. Why? Because b'chol makom bervius. And according to Moshe ben Gamliel, you put it in the Zichronos, because it's be'emtza. Right? So... because, in other words, ordinarily you only have one bracha. So the bracha revius is also the bracha sheba emtza. So the question is, do you go by the idea of emtza, it would seem, or you go by the idea of revius? I mean, what kind of machlek is this? I mean, right? I mean,
why is there any...
There you can say. Yeah. Okay. So the question... All right. I mean, the real question in the Gemara is why didn't the Gemara really say, it would seem if the Gemara should really approach it differently. In other words, the question is, where is it most appropriate? That's the question. Is the Malchus, should it be really with the Kedushas Hayom? Is that where it belongs? Right? Or does it belong with the Zichronos? I mean, that's the way you have Machlekes. So that's Machlekes you can understand. Say that the Malchus is really, so I could argue very strongly like Rebbe, that Malchus is really what is the essence of the day. The essence of the day is Malchus. So since the essence of the day is Malchus, Anir Hashem L'Kechem, so therefore it has to be where? It has to be with, that's the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom is the Kedushas Hayom of Malchus, which makes perfect sense. Right? Or the other side, you could say no, because there's a kiyum of zikaron. Right? Shabbason, v'chol shiyach l'chodesh, zichron trua mikra kodesh. So the kiyum is a zikaron. That's the essence. So the essence of the day is really zikaron. So the kedusha yom should be tied to zikronos, right? I mean that's the way to have machlekes. Okay, yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara seems to be tola in whether it's revius or whether it's what? Bamza. Yeah. So I want to say it like this. The thing is, you see, the question is a different question, a more primary question that the Tanoim were concerned with. The primary question is like this. Here you have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shafros, three themes, right? And you also have Kedushas Hayom, right? So the Gemara is, the question is, what is the relationship between the Kedushas Hayom and between the three themes? In other words, do I say that the Kedushas Hayom is the substratum? The Kedushas Hayom is really the substratum. And this, from this substratum emerges three themes, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Okay? So that's one way to view it. If I view it that way, so then where should it be? So where should it be? It should be first. That's correct. It should be. That's what the Gemara means. Ma matzinu b'chol makom b'revius. What does it mean, revius? It means the first bracha that after the Shalosh Rishonos. That's revius. After Shalosh Rishonos, now you come to the main bakasha. Every yontif, all time. So in every yontif after the Shalosh Rishonos, so you always have the Kedushas Hayom. That's the way. In other words, the Kedushas Hayom is really the essence of the tefillah. And it's the substratum of the entire tefillah. Okay, so therefore you should do it Borvius right away, and that's koveya, that's the essence. And from that you have Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So you start with Malchus, and then you continue with Zichronos and Shofros. But the substratum is the Kedushas Hayom. That's really Rebbe. That's Rebbe, okay. Where's Rav Shimon Gamliel? First, the most important, because you always ask for the most important first. For instance, it says fourth, but that's what fourth means. Because, for instance, why do you start Tochan Lan Das? Why? Because Das is the most important thing. So you see the Gemara says in Bracha, so the Das, that's why I start off with Das. So you start off with the most important thing. Yeah, he says, yeah, Tanya Rebbe Yom Kedush Yom Shehi Atav HaChartanu, that's Atav HaChartanu, Omro Ema Malchias B'Bracha Revius, Mamatzanu Kol Mokom B'Shabosos U'B'Yom Yomantom Revius, Pirish, Ovaros Gevuros Kedush Hashem V'Acharein Kedush Yom, exactly what we're saying, yeah. That's right. It means immediately after the first three, so you say the Kedush Yom, because that's the substratum. And Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are noveya from that substratum. Okay, they stem forth from that. So therefore, that's the proper order. Okay, that's good. We've got one side. Now, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Rav Shimon Gamliel? See, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the themes of that the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are primary. That the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros are primary entities. That really this tefillah is not a tefillah of Kedushas Hayom. The tefillah is a tefillah of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. You see? Excuse me. Right, different. That's right. Yeah, it's different than the normal chai. It's different than the normal. It means to say that over here it's not an abstract Kedushas Hayom, but it's a Kedushas Hayom that's integrally tied to certain ideas. And these ideas are integral components of the Kedushas Hayom. So you can't speak about a substratum over here. That's what he holds. It's not a substratum. It's three, the Kedushas Hayom became involved in three ideas, the three ideas of the Kedushas Hayom. There's no substratum, and then there's Kedushas Hayom, and then there's Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. The ideas of Kedushas Hayom is Tofes specific entities, ideas. What is the Kedushas Hayom? Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's the Kedushas Hayom. There's no separate Kedusha Sayyam. It's not like there's a Kedusha Sayyam, then you have Malchus Chana Shofas. That is the Kedusha Sayyam. The Kedusha Sayyam is identified by those three things, spelled out by that, spells out the Kedusha Sayyam. Malchus Chana and Shofas. That's the identity of the Kedusha Sayyam. You see? So if that's the case, you understand? So, you understand? So if that's the case, So then it's a different situation. So then what does he say? So now why does he say it's be'ma matzina b'chol makom be'emtza afkan be'emtza? What does he mean? What does he mean by be'emtza? Yeah. Now he means, be'emtza means like this. It means now you have to put the Kedusha Yom somewheres. You have to put it somewheres, right? So be'emtza means, what does be'emtza mean? He means be'emtza means it's the center of the whole tefillah. In other words, all the time when you have every Shabbos and Yom Tov, so the fact that the Kedusha Sayyom is be'emtza, that's what bakasha. It means that's the essence. Everything revolves, the whole tefillah revolves around the center, around the essence. That's be'emtza means over here means the, sometimes be'emtza is understood as the essence of the thing. Be'emtza, and it's true. I mean, it's true, because what's bakasha? Bakasha is the Kedusha Sayyom. So be'emtza means that is the most, that's the center of the whole tefillah revolves around this. Of course, you have the Sholosh Rishonos introduction, and then you have the Hodoya, but the essence of the tefillah is what? Is Kedusha Sayyom. So he says, so just like there's a concept, and ordinarily in every Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a concept of Emtza, which is the essence of the thing. So now when I have to put the Kedusha Sayyom somewheres, so where am I going to put it? Can't have to put it one or three. I can't have it three times. So where am I going to put it? The essence of the Malchus Achronos and Shofros. And what is the essence of the Malchus Achronos and Shofros? Zichronos, you see, Zichronos is the essence, because and that's based on the psukim. So the essence is Zichron. The essence is Zichron. It's bameh b'shofar. Bameh b'shofar. In other words, what does Gemara say? Gemara says, imru lefanei malchus shtam lichuni alecha. Zichronos kidei sheyala zichronechem lefanei. Ubameh b'shofar. So so of those three, there's an essence. Because the malchus is kidei shetam lichuni alechem. Why? But there's a further objective. Kedesha Yala Zichronechem Lefonai. You see, that's Zichronos. And the shofar is the vehicle. So of those three, which one is the essence? The Zichronos. If you have to choose of the three, the essence is Kedesha Yala Zichronechem Lefonai. Ubameh b'shofar. But Zichron, and that's why Zichronos is in the middle. Malchus Zichronos and Shofros. That's it, belongs in the middle. So that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that since the day is split into three expressions, Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, that is the Kedusha Sayyom. That's the identity of the Kedusha Sayyom. But you have to place the Kedusha Sayyom somewhere, so you place it at the center, just like you always, the center is always that which is the essence of the thing. So there also, you have to put it in the center, which is the essence, which is the Zichronos. You see? That's what it means, Bemtza. Bemtza means the same idea of Emtza. The same idea of Emtza. What's the idea of Emtza? That the whole tefillah revolves around this concept. So over here, now you have to have a choice. Where do you put it? You put it in the expression in which is the center around which everything revolves. The central objective, Zichron, Zikaron, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. That's it. You don't say Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron V'atrua. They say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom Zikaron. So the Yom, the essence of the day, is Zikaron. I mean, you see the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, what kaveya, that Zichronos is the essence. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom Zikaron. So Zikaron is the essence. So that's what it means by Emtza. Emtza means the center, the essence. Center means that which is most important. That's right. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, the Kedushin, that's for sure the Kedushin Yom Tov is the main Amora. That's no question about it. That's further development of it. You're right. That's Amendi's right. That's right. It's the further, that's right. The Kedushin Yom Tov is the main Amora. And not only the Me'ena Moro, but the Malchias Echronos Yishofros. The three elements. The three elements. So you can't speak about a Kedusha Sayom without speaking about these three elements. These three elements are the identity of the Kedusha Sayom. This really fits in very well with the Shitas Balamor that the Rav mentioned many times. That Chaim held that the Balamor is really right. And that in every tefillah you should have Malchias Echronos Yishofros. That's what he said. Should be in every tefillah. So the that's because it fits in very nicely with Shimon Gamliel. I mean, he's almost saying that's the essence of the that is the Kedusha Sayyam. What is the Kedusha Sayyam? We can't speak about it. The Kedusha Sayyam is not a substratum. The Kedusha Sayyam is Malchus Achronos and Shofros. So therefore, we don't like Shimon Gamliel. Sorry, you're right. I mean, we what? Yeah, but still, I mean, it's saying. It's a riot to what he's saying. Rishon Lewis would seem definitely would have to daven that way. So it means you have a riot that's the way you have it. Seems to be a riot that would misbow that way. But even though, no, what he's saying is, even though all three are expressions of the Kedusha Sayyam, and you can't speak about the Kedusha Sayyam without all three, because the Kedusha Sayyam became developed, so to speak, and expressed in these three identities, but still the Kedusha Sayom is Tofes, the essence of the thing, the Yom HaZikaron. I mean, that's Rav Hashem HaKadosh Shavu Yom HaZikaron. That bracha everybody is not there. That the, I mean, it would seem that way, the nafkamina would be that according to Shimon Gamliel, it would seem impossible not to have it in every tefillah. And if in fact the Balamor is right, and that's the way it really is, and that's the way it really was always that way, so then the Nafkamina, like Reb Chaim says, so then the Nafkamina would be that according to Rebbe, if you just will mispowel the Kedusha Sayom, you are Yotze Tefillah. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you would not be Yotze. You know what I'm saying? If, assuming, what? Anytime, with Mishmar Nesra. In other words, according to, let's assume like Reb Chaim says that the Balamor is in fact right. So if that's the case, then the tefillahs always were that you always said Malchias Achronos Shofros in every tefillah, right? So according to Shimon Gamliel, that would be absolutely indispensable. According to Rebbe, if he said just the Kedusha Sayyam, we'd also be Yatsa, because if there's a substratum, Kedusha Sayyam, that would be a practical enough commitment. Okay? If you want to think of it in a practical way. Okay, it'll come out like this. If in fact the Balamor is right, it'll come out that we at least are Yotze, because we're all like Rebbe. If we held like a Shimon Gamliel, it wouldn't be Yotze altogether. All right? It wouldn't be a Tefillah. It would be a Tefillah Shav.
According to us,
not
that it's going to show.
Okay. All right, so Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka went in front of Shimon Gamliel, and he did like a Biachim ben Nuri, that he put the Malchias in the Kedush Hashem. So Amar lo Rav Shimon, lo ha'iyu no'agin came b'yavna. In Yavna they weren't no'ag that way. What does Rashi say? Yorad, yeah. We don't do that. So it's I don't do it anymore, yeah. Go ahead. Unfortunately, lo kachay nogim biyavna. What does he say? Bimei abba kishahoyso Sanhedrin sham. So what is Rashi? I mean, the Gemara says before. So you don't even have to turn the page. It says there were esem asos. You see? You take a look. It says, well, you have to turn the page to get the first one. Connect then golso Sanhedrin mi Gemara mi lishkas agozis esem asos luchanos mechanos lushlaim lushlaim liyavna mi yavna luusha. Okay, and it's a pulut tveya, tveya mukum mikulon, and then it says mishama sidin ligo from tveya. It's going to start from tveya. But anyways, miyavna leusha. So what does it mean miyavna leusha? So over here, so he was an usha, right? So he said that my father and the Sanhedrin, when they were in Yavna, they weren't knowing this way. So what was Rashi? So what does he say? Lo kacha inogin biyavna. Bimei abba kishahoysa Sanhedrin sham. What is Rashi adding? Bimei abba kishahoysa Sanhedrin sham. Yeah, what Rashi means to say is like this, because on the surface, Gemara says, well, you know you can't be Yavna. So what? So what's the other? I mean, you know, like people have, like, this is our minig. Yeah. Our minig. I mean, our minig, right? So what? Maybe it's nonsensical minig. So what is it going to do with it? And in this city, we're not like this way. We're not knowing that way here. So Rashi wants to tell you that there's no such thing. That he's not saying, in Yavna we are so. Yeah, so you weren't like going Yavna. So what does that prove? You see? So he says, no, Kishtahoysa Sanhedrin Shon. That's what Rashi says. He's not bringing a raya of Yavna. He's bringing a raya of the Sanhedrin. That's what Rashi says. Okay. But let me ask you a question. What's the question you have to ask on this story over here? The question is, Malchus is a long tefillah. Right? So he says, what happened after he got finished? Right? So what did he say? He said, lo hayu nogin came biyavna. All right. In other words, he didn't stop him. What? It's not, Pacey showed me this. He said somebody mentions it. I asked him. He didn't know who, but that he didn't stop him. You see, he didn't stop him. But that's clear. That he didn't object. Why didn't he stop him? He's going like Rabbi Yechim and Norino, and Rabbi Akiva's cholik. I mean, so why didn't he stop? There's another question. Pacey asked this question too. Don't we say? I don't know. I didn't check around. I had a chance to check around much. But the question is, don't we say Alochik Rabbi Akiva mechavero? So it's Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yechim and Ben Nuri. So it means he's doing Shalok Halacha. So why didn't he stop him when he started to say the Malchus? You see? It's a long tefillah. As soon as he started, he should have stopped him. And then take a look further. What does he want to say next?
He also didn't stop him.
I didn't. So he says, and then take a look. It says also next year, Liyom Hasheni, Yerad Bichanina Benosho B'Yesing, the Gemara says next year really. Vosa Kirvi Akiva. Amar of Shem Gamliel, what do you say then? Yeah. I mean, it's funny. Why do you have to make the statement again? Yeah. You see, I think over here, you have to know where to put the Dagesh Chazak. That was in that statement. It was a verbal statement. How would you read it? Kachla Yenogin B'Yavna? Or Kachla Yenogin B'Yavna? You know what I mean? It's a difference. If you say kacha yinogim biyavna, so he's pointing out that this is the right way. Yeah. Well, no, it was an endorsement in this case. It was an endorsement. Yeah. But if you say kacha yinogim biyavna, it's a different kind of a statement. So, what? He himself. Oh, yeah. So. I'll tell you what I want to say, and I didn't get a chance to look at the Rishonim, so I'm really going out on the limb on this one. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, if you find somebody that says different Pshat, you can let me know. But the thing is like this, that the questions we have, well, first of all, why didn't he stop him? Right? That question. And secondly, the second year, why didn't he instruct him before they went there and says, this is the way you should do it? Nope, he just waited. And after he gets finished, he gives him an endorsement. Very good. I mean, he didn't remember what happened last year. Right? Okay, so it's true. You can't ask a cash on a mice, but sometimes it could be. It wasn't thinking. It's possible, you know. But I'm just saying, it's funny. It's funny. It would seem that he should have certainly before the next year. He should have interfered. He should have said, "This is do it this way." Yeah. Well, left instructions last year. Next year, remember, this is the way you should do it, like we did in Yavna. So I'm thinking like this: that there was really no horah. There was no horah. The machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Akiva. There was no horah in that machlekes. There was no horah in that machlekes. And since there was no horah. You see, since there was no horah, it would have been wrong for him to stop him. Because if there's no horah, you can't stop the person. Because then you're implying that it's a mistake, that it's an error. And it's not an error. If there was no horah, it's not an error. So he wasn't allowed to stop him. He wasn't allowed to stop him, but nevertheless, Nevertheless, he told him afterwards that I want you to know that the Hechra Das of the Sanhedrin was nota to Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So that means to say like this. In other words, there's such a thing as psak halacha. But there is such a thing as, even if there's no psak, a person has to function logically. There has to be a logical format. So if there's no psak, so what do I do? So what he's saying is, if there's no psak, the right thing is to go by the Hechra Das of the Chachamim. Even though there was no psak, to go by the Hechra Das of the Chachamim. So he says, Lo Yenoagin came to Yavne. He didn't stop him because there was no psak. But he told him, he informed him, I want you to know that the Hechra Das of the Sanhedrin was towards Rabbi Akiva's position, and you have to have one kneel. I mean, you can only have one tefillah. So the Hechra Das was like Rabbi Akiva. So you should take that into consideration. But he couldn't stop him because that would imply something wrong. So that shows something. It shows something. Somebody's davening for the Amid, and he doesn't daven like your minig is. You're not allowed to correct him. That's the same thing, right? Because you're implying that it's wrong. You're implying that it's wrong. Not allowed to correct him. If he says something wrong in the tefillah, you should correct him. If he just doesn't daven like the minig, so you shouldn't correct him because he's implying he's saying a wrong tefillah, and you shouldn't do it. You know, it seemed that way from this Gemara. I mean, okay? After he's done, you could say, this is the way we're nayug over here. This is the nayug over here is like this, because it's a nayug. So I'll tell you why. It's a good question. So why didn't he instruct the person the next time? I'll tell you why. Because you can't give instruction if there's no hora. Because maybe this person that's Ola Lateva, his psak is the other way. So you can't. You have no right to override. He holds that way. His psak is that way. So you can't tell him. You can't tell him what? No, you can inform him. In other words, you're informing him is like this: that I don't know what your psak is. I don't know what you hold. But the fact is, the Hechra Das of the Sanhedrin was this way. So you could use that to guide yourself. Well, no. It depends on the person. Depends if the person's a Gadol HaDor and he holds differently, so he has a right to go the way he wants to. But if he's not, he should follow that is a method. In other words, that is a logical method to follow the Hechra Das of Chachamim. If you don't know, so what do you do? There's no psak, you don't know. So it's logical. It's a logical method to use. So that's why he gave him the information from which you can deduce what to do. But he didn't instruct them because there's no real psak.
Why didn't he inform them beforehand?
What?
Why didn't he inform them of that beforehand?
He didn't. I'm really just taking a shot at it. But it seemed to me that's what the Gemara is saying. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, I don't know what I mean. It could be. It could. Reuven Shem Rabbeinu Chananel says v'nidchu on the previous page, last line. V'nidchu. He says v'lo ifrika. He couldn't answer it. V'nidchu divrei Rabbi Yochanan me'achal shalom matzah tshuva. Okay. It doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't say psak against him. It means, it was a problem. In other words, that could explain it, really. In other words, you don't say, he didn't back off. Rabbi didn't back off. You have to know, in the Chachma, you have to know, what role Akasha plays. Sometimes Akasha is a tifta, sometimes not. It's a question. Doesn't mean there's no answer to the question. Doesn't mean you have to retract from your position. So he didn't retract from his position, but because there was a difficulty in his position, so there were no like Rabbi Akiva. Could be very well that this fits in. That's exactly what he's saying. It wasn't a psak. A lot of times the Gemara says kasha. Doesn't say that the halacha is necessarily like that individual against whom the kasha is large. There's a kasha. Kasha doesn't mean you throw it away. You have to look at the idea. If the idea is a powerful idea. And maybe an answer. Sit down and think for a day until you may come. You may find an answer. Just because you don't have an answer now doesn't mean that it's not true. So, but nevertheless, in Niyug, in Niyug, apparently, since you have a difficult, you have one root that has a difficulty and one root that doesn't, so you know it like the root that doesn't have the difficulty. That's if you're an outsider and you're not involved in the positions, essentially. You see? That could be very well. The original meaning anymore. You know what I mean? Even though Rabbi Nachman says, Allah Rabbi Akiva. But there's a different, you know. I mean, why didn't he just say, if it were a real psak, he should have said, Allah Rabbi Akiva Mechavero. I mean, that's a good question. That's a good question. It's a kasha. But I'm just saying, just because Rabbi Nachman says, Allah Rabbi Akiva doesn't necessarily mean the same thing as the word Allah today has a different meaning. You see, for instance, in the Rambam, you have halachas that aren't halachas. I mean, yisodas, many, all in hilchas deis and hilchas. Halacha really means the word halacha really means hiluch and niyug. Doesn't necessarily. It's not restricted to the. So I don't know. I don't know if that's a riot. The fact that it's a word. Rabbi. Oh, Kimi Shemad Rabbi. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Kim Shamad Rebbe Krebbe Akiva the Masnisin, Hilchas Kavasayu, Bafilo Shemad Rebbe the Polagal Rebbe Amak Rebbe Akiva the Masnisin, Shoyanoigan Biyavna, Shetokla Machas. Okay, I'm not so sure about it. I'm convinced that it's halacha and that Hilchas means halacha, that it's a psak halacha, or it means we're noeg like that. That's the way we follow. Okay, because you see, he brings in Yavna too. He brings in Yavna too, Rabbi Nachmanano. He brings in Yavna too. And Yavna definitely says, Nihug. Doesn't say halacha. If it was halacha, why didn't he stop him? Okay? So there's a Nihug. Like giving an example. Gemara says, take a look at the Gemara on Daf Yud, what is it? Excuse me. Gemara, yeah. The Gemara daf Tesayin Amud Aleph, for instance. So the Gemara says you have machlekes whether Adam nidin b'chol yoyim machlekes tanayim, because our Mishnah says b'rosh Hashanah kol bo'ei olam over in the front of kivnei moron. So the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says money masnisin lorab meir v'lorab yidiv lorab yosef lorab nasin. Because the sanya kol nidin b'rosh Hashanah gzad din shalhem nechtam b'yom kippurim the reb meir. Okay, Rabbi Yudah Amar called them Roshan Exadin Shalem Nechtam Kolecha Vecha Bizmano. So, and then the Gemara goes on, Rabbi Yossi Amar, Adam Nidim Bechol Yom. Okay, Hashem Amar, Vatif Kedenu Labekorim. Okay, Rabbi Nassim Amar, Adam Nidim Bechol Shoah, Hashem Amar Lorgoyim Tivchanenu. Okay, so I'm asking you, can you give a psak on something like that? I mean, you're going to tell me how you're paskin? It's a metaphysical question. Okay, but the Gemara says, "Amar of Yosef, can mam matzlinen or idno akziru v'amiri kiman k'rab Yosef." See, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Can mam matzlinen or idno akziru v'amiri kiman k'rab Yosef." All right, so it means not that there's a hurrah on this, but that you have to have a niyug. So we're noeg like a Yosef. See, we're noeg like a Yosef. The niyug is like a biyasi. But can we say we can come to a psak? It's very nice. But the fact is we don't know the ultimate reality that the psak is based on. So how do you have a psak? So the answer is, but you have to be noeg. You can't be noeg 15 ways. You have to be noeg one way. So kemam matzlin noedna. Then the Gemara says no. Love that doesn't necessarily mean it's like a basic. Gemara says because yafa tefila filachik zaydin el shalom. So it's a matter of a niyud. But let me just explain something to you. The whole I see the Rambam mentions in the Pirush Mishnayos. I mentioned it before many times. You know that Rosh Hashanah is. He says. The nigla is very simple. He says, but the ideas behind this is obviously very, very metaphysical and abstract. Not so simple. Okay, yeah. So and I'll show you. It's a metaphysical phenomenon. Because I'll show you an interesting, and I'll show you that from the Mishnah itself, it's obvious that way. Why? Because how does the Mishnah start off in Rosh Hashanah? How does it start off? Abor Rosh Hashanah, right? Abor Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't mention this Rosh Hashanah. Take a look. Doesn't mention a word about this Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned in the first Mishnah. It says, Abor Rosh Hashanah. Bechel ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'lor golem. Bechel bel Rosh Hashanah l'maisa b'ema. Reb Lozer Hashanah ben Bechel b'tishrei. Bechel tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanah m'shmitin l'yavlis l'tim l'yarokas. Bechel t'bishvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilon. K'div b'shamah. B'shalom b'chamishas b'shvat. What happened to this Rosh Hashanah? This Rosh Hashanah doesn't mention a word. Then it says, where does our Rosh Hashanah come into the Mishnah? It comes into the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin. Arbor prokem ha'olam nidun. The Pesach ala tvua. Batzeres al peros ilam. But Rosh Hashanah kol boi olam oven lafon of kivnei moron. Doesn't even say which Rosh Hashanah it is. No, Lashanim is something else. That's how you count the years. What are we talking about here? Take a look. The Gemara says, Bechad B'tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. You got it, Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Lamai Hilchasa. Amar Rav Papa, L'shtoros. Disnan, Shtorachav Magdolim Psulim Amucharim Kcherim. Okay? That's what it's referring to. It's not referring to our Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Yeah. So, what I want to explain is like this. That the thing is like this. The thing is that you see, our Rosh Hashanah is a different phenomenon. You can't include it in the other Rosh Hashanahs. Not possible to include it. Because you see, what do you need Rosh Hashanah for? That's the question. Why do you have to have? What's the idea of Rosh Hashanah? So that's what the Mishnah is explaining. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. So there are four Rosh Hashanahs. It's not that we have one a year, like L'Avdil Gayim had. It's the beginning of the year. It's a year. See, there's four Rosh Hashanahs. Because the question, what do you need a Rosh Hashanah for? So who needs it? But the answer is, you need a Rosh Hashanah for three different reasons. One reason you need a Rosh Hashanah for is if you count it. If you count in years, there's a count. So you have to know how many years. So that's what it says, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. So it depends. So it means to say there is a count. Now, why is there a count? What do you need to count for? The Gemara says, "Lamai Yochsa." What do you need to count for? The answer is because you have to do business, and you have to have shtaros, and you have to have a date. So you need a date. So you have to have a real date. So there is a count. So from Malchei Yisrael, you count from Nisan, and from Malchei Umos Olam, you count from Tishrei. All right. It means because Malchei Yisrael, you count from Nisan because our year began with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, if you write in a shtar, if a melech becomes a melech in Adar, so you have to write in the next Adar, Shana Hasheni, or the third one. The third one, actually, you have to write the Shana Shlishi. You can't write if you write Sheni, it's a Mugdam. Okay? So it means there is an idea. What the Gemara means is that we do have a count. Do we have a count? Do we need a count? Yeah, you need a count because you have to have there is an actual count, a phenomenon of account, a reality of account, and the count starts from Nisan, and that's why you have to have years. Otherwise, you don't need a Rosh Hashanah. We need a Rosh Hashanah for it. Okay? Another reason you need a Rosh Hashanah is if you have entities that need organization. So you have to know which is the first. Okay? So that's, for instance, like you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So the halacha is, and Bal Ta'acher, you're over so you have to know which counts first. So if you have entities existing, you have to know which one to count first. Those entities are within a framework, so you have to know where the framework begins. So that's the second reason that you have to have a Rosh Hashanah. You see? And there's a third reason you need a Rosh Hashanah is where you have to come to a schum, an end of something. Okay? Like you see in business, you have that, a fiscal year. It means there has to be an end. Sometime you have to stop. You see, there has to be a point where you stop. You say you're making an account. You see, so we have such an idea. There's an idea like that in business. Our account is for shtaros, the Gemara. So the miles for shtaros. But in mitzvahs we have such an idea, like Misa, because ain ma'asrin mishana zu al shana acheres. So therefore, you have to know because So you have to know where it ends. You have to know where it ends. You see. So those are all ideas of you need a framework. That's what the Mishnah is really explaining. There's no mystical idea of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we have to know what my Hilchos Gemara says. What do we need it for? So if you don't need Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't have Rosh Hashanah. You understand? But you need Rosh Hashanah. You need it for mitzvahs. You need it to know Seder HaMoadim. And you need it because there is a minyan. We hold there is a minyan. There is a minyan from Nisan, and the nafkamina of that minyan. What is it? That minyan has a practical thing because shtaris, people do business. You have to have a date. There is a date. There is such a thing as a reality of a date. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. You see. But you understand that the Mishnah could never group our Rosh Hashanah in there. It's not possible. Because that is a framework which is outside of the one for whom the framework exists. You see? By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't say such an idea. That's Kfirah. You see, it's Kfirah. The Rosh Hashanah that we have is called Rosh Hashanah because the question is how God judges man. Does he judge him? In what units does he judge him? Does he judge him every minute? Does he judge him in a unit of a day? He has to be mefakeach masov, and he has to think over, and he has a day's time. Or does he have a year's time? That the judgment of Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person more time. He gives him a year's time until he judges Maisim. He goes off, he goes on. So he gives him a chance. He doesn't judge him until a year. You see, that's the question. That's a metaphysical question. You see, but the idea of the way we go is like the Ram says, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. We go like the Mishnah, which is that we assume like the Mishnah that the judgment is in a time of a year, in a time of a year. So this Rosh Hashanah that we have is not like the other Rosh Hashanah. The other Rosh Hashanah are frameworks, functional frameworks. This Rosh Hashanah is because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives man a certain amount of time to correct himself before he judges him, he gives him a year, so therefore there is such a phenomenon. You see, so in other words, after the year he's judged, and then it'll change again, he has another chance in the following year. See, it has to do with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done the Odom. It's a totally different idea. See, that's why the Mishnah didn't group it together in the first, in the Abor Rosh Hashanah. It's a different concept, the Abor Rosh Hashanah. Abor Rosh Hashanah is L'may Hilchas. It's a practical... We wouldn't have Rosh Hashanah. We didn't have Rosh Hashanah for it. And the answer is, there are three different reasons. Either because you have enumeration, you have to know how to enumerate, or because you have to organize entities, and you can't have an organization where you don't know which one's first. You have to have a point of reference, a point of departure, an initiation, you see. Or because of the idea that you have to know when is the end. For Meiser, you have to Meiseres, okay? So those are three different, that's why the first Mishnah has nothing to do with it. That's why the Mishnah doesn't even mention that Rosh Hashanah. It only mentions Rosh Hashanah in the second Mishnah, where Barbo Prokim Odom Olam Nidun, Olam Nidun, and that's the Tefuah on Pesach, Peres and Shavuos, B'Chag Nidun Olamayim, and B'Rosh Hashanah Kol Bayolam over in the front of Kivnei Moron. So we accepted the sheet of the Mishnah, but it's a different concept of Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is not an extraneous framework. You see, it's an intrinsic phenomenon. It means that God gives man a chance for his masim, to be mefakech al masov. He gives him a year's time. He gives him a long leeway before he executes judgment. So that's a different concept of Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Mishnah doesn't put it in the first Mishnah. Puts it in the second Mishnah, where it talks about how the Olam is nidun. You see. Okay?
Why wasn't the Yom
Adin
people to evoke that idea?
No. So Chazal say that if it's a year, so it starts Tikva Chodesh Shofar. Bakesli, Chazal say that it comes, that it's this day. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every, that there are different years going on. That because, and the reason is, what's the reason? The reason is because of the Seder Ma'adim. Because it means to say that this is a time of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yom HaKippurim and the Tshuva that affects the individual. And that's what the Rambam says, that this time, that this is a special time for a person. It's a special time for a person because of the mitzvahs. Because of the mitzvahs. If he keeps the mitzvahs, a special time. Otherwise, no difference. I mean, a person is if it's not a Seder Shmei Tshuva, he's not interested in investigating his masim. So of course, but a mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on an adam, and he's done him according to the system that can help him. So it's based upon the mitzvahs. You understand? Based upon the kedusha yom of the kedusha yom Rosh Hashanah. One day of Rosh Hashanah. That's the kedusha yom of Rosh Hashanah. That's why if it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you still say the same tefillos. Okay. Yeah, because it's the kedusha yom of the yom tov that places the person lefnei Hashem ledin. So if the halacha is it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So insofar as the phenomenon of Rosh Hashanah is concerned, it's a Yom HaRichter. So then before God, he's involved in the ideas and the halachic phenomenon of Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. So the din extends for so that phenomenon extends for the din extends for 2 days. So the Kedusha Yom is going. You understand? And it's not the Zman, it's the Kedusha Yom. Yeah, that's why I explained that. I gave a shiur. Everybody will have because the Rosh Hashanah, that's why I said the Rosh Hashanah, Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. That nobody disagrees with that. Malchus Chronos Shofros. No one disagrees. It has special Kedushas Hayom. That's a separate question. See, Mishpat is an aspect of Malchus. An aspect of Malchus. It doesn't make a difference. You hold the Adam Din B'chol Yom, so what? The Kedushas, you have the same Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Does not make any difference. Same condition in Russia. Say the same tefillos. Same tefillos. I go poke kol yisurik. Everything is exactly the same. It's just that's a separate question. But you understand. But the contemporary condition will be identical. It's not again. Yeah. No, you're right. They're showing me the riff says the camel and Kirby Kiv Mechavera. All right, I take it back. That's it. Yeah, I don't know. No, the difference is, that's what I'm trying to explain. The din is a part of Kedushas Hayom. In other words, every day you're being nadon. But today, that idea is a component, is an essential idea in terms of, that idea is a Kedushas Hayom. I mean, there are a lot of ideas. And not Malchus every day too. But the Kedushas Hayom of Malchus means this whole day has Kedusha because of this idea. You understand what I mean? That right? Zechut Zisraim is every day too, but Chag HaMatzos is a Kedusha Yom. See that's you understand what I mean? That's the point. That nobody disagrees with the Kedusha Yom of Din. By the way, there's one thing I wanted to mention was if you take a look at the Ritva on I think it's on this sugya over here, where he mentions the Zochreinu L'chaim. So he says Bekushi Hitiru. Here, you saw that. Who has it?
The Ron has it.
You ran it also? Bekushi Yitiru. Bekushi. What does it mean, Bekushi Yitiru? Are you supposed to say it? I'm supposed to say it. What does it mean, Bekushi Yitiru? What kind of a statement is that? Bekushi Yitiru. No, on the contrary, that's the Tfilos Hayom, it's the Kedush Hayom. See? I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is very simple. The answer is because of the, because really the Kedush Hayom is Malchus. But Malchus intrinsically implies din. It means din, okay? All right, Melech Mishpat. So you can't separate Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Mishpat. So it means that since the Kedusha Yom is Malchus, and Malchus has din, and people are concerned about it, it bothers them. So they were matir to put Zochreinu L'chaim, that tefillah, in the Shalosh Hashanos, because it's for the whole tzibur, it's not for Yochid, it's for the whole tzibur. But in spite of that, it means it was a matir. You needed a matir for it. Because people are concerned, And it's true, the main idea is the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the main simcha of Rosh Hashanah. That's really the whole idea, the Gdusha Yom of Rosh Hashanah. But a human being is concerned, he's worried. So they were matir b'kushi to put in Zachrein l'chayim melechafes b'chayim, to put in the bakasha. See, that's what it means. But it shows you what we said before, right? They said many years ago that the essence. That's why you say it can't be masker chet. I mean, you can't do the tshuva is not a part of, even though it's the first day of a sesame tshuva, but it's not a part of the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. Not allowed to say, masker chet. You don't say vidu in Rosh Hashanah. Not allowed to. Why? Because it's not a part of kedusha yom. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to do tshuva in Rosh Hashanah. But it's not part of kedusha yom. See, everything has a place. It's not a part of kedusha yom. But they were matir to say zachreinu l'chayim. That they were matir. Because people, they know that the people are worried, like the Rambam says. Because it's not Yemei Simcha Yisera, because Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mesum Menachem Afanav. So they're matter. That's what means Bekushi Yitirah. Because the Eim Asadin, which is Noveya from the Kedusha Yom, so they were matter. But otherwise you can't do it? Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, the riff definitely held it, so it was a raw. But what he does with Yom, I don't know. Not that. All right, so the rush does it too. Okay. All right, that's it. I back off. Yeah.